one wants to know what a get is all about, you have to start with about pei hei. I'm not going to start with that. The Mishnah on the bottom of pei hei, and Aleph tells you what the text of the get is supposed to be. That's the din d'oraisa. Gufa shall get. Hare muteris l'chol adam. The Masechta starts with a din d'rabbanan. That we distinguish between the Mishnah is assuming that everybody knows what a get is, and everybody knows that there is an institution of shlichas, that the Baal can appoint a shliach la'ilocha to deliver the get to his wife. So the Mishnah starts with a din d'rabbanan, where we distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Medinas Hayam. It's not really Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. Rashi says that Bavel is dino ke Eretz Yisrael. And Taisa is going to point out, it's not really, there are parts of Eretz Yisrael that are dino ke Medinas Hayam, there are parts of Chutz La'aretz that are dino ke Eretz Yisrael. It's really Eretz Yisrael versus Medinas Hayam. The Gemara is going to have to explain what it's all based on. And the Mishnah starts off with a din d'rabbanan, that the shliach la'ilocha has to be present at the time that the sofer writes the get and the time that the eidim sign the get, so that before he delivers the get to the isha, he'll be able to testify to the extent that an eid echad, what good is an echad? So the Gemara is going to discuss that. It's the Hadov Shabiyarab over here to discuss whether the woman is Megureshis or not. Should really be treated like a Hadov Shabiyarab. So nonetheless, that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara is going to explain, because the whole need is only midirabbanon, so that's why they were mekel. If you would really require a birur min haTorah for whatever it is that he's being mevarer, that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. What exactly is the shliach la'ilocha being mevarer by giving this Haggadah Seidus? So if you would really require a birur min haTorah for whatever he's mevarer, then you would have needed two eidim. So the Gemara says the whole birur is only needed midirabbanon, and only in midinas hayam, and Eretz Yisrael is not needed. So that's why they were mekel on the din d'rabbanan. So the Mishnah starts off with a din d'rabbanan. You don't get, and then the Mishnah, then in the second paragraph, the Gemara is going to have, we always assume that called the tikkun rabbanan came d'oraisa tikkun, that the dinim d'rabbanan were pattern, were established pattern after dinim d'oraisa. So the Gemara is going to compare Hilchas Gittin, b'fananechtam, Hilchas Nechitza on Shabbos, which are dinim d'oraisa. The Gemara is going to start talking about Netilas Yadayim, is also din d'rabbanan. I was going to say that the Tilas Yadayim is patterned after the Dinam Deraisa of Mechitzas. Can you have Gidil Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha? That's on Tezvav on the base. Can you have half like this and half like that? But it's clearly a Din Derabbanan. Then you have a lot of Din Derabbanan. You don't really get to the beginning of the story. It begins on Daf Pehe. Okay. Different Mesichtas. Gemara, the Tanaim assumed that you're going to run through the Masechta quickly. You're not going to take 5 years. So you'll soon get to Daf Tehei. So you'll find out what the text is. Yeah. The Gemara is assuming here. Mazel Tov. This young man just got engaged yesterday. Mazel Tov. The Gemara is assuming that there's a special din that only applies to get Isha that doesn't apply to other shtaris yet. What exactly is a shtar? What is that all about? So we know that there are two types of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar rayim. A shtar kinyan is a shtar whereby by giving over the shtar you affect the change. A man gives a shtar kiddushin to the woman and he's mekadosh of shtar. The Rambam writes that our meaning is that we're mekadosh b'kesef. Rama writes in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, even though it's acceptable to do either Kiddush Kesef or Kiddush Shtar, Kiddush Bia, the Rabbanim prohibited. But Kiddush Kesef or Shtar, Mikra Din is permissible. So the Rama says, nonetheless, the meaning is, Kandog Kol Yisrael, the Kaddish B'Kesef. The meaning is that we do Kiddush Kesef. But if you'll be Mekaddish B'Shtar, it'll be Mekodesh. So if a man is Mekaddish and Isha B'Shtar, so the Shtar converts her status from a Penuyo to an Eishas Ish. When a man is married, then he wants to break the marriage. So there's only one way. Either he dies, misses habal, or ayudei shtar, he gives a get. So the get changes the status of the woman from an eishes ish to a nuya. I want to sell you karka. I want to give you a matana of karka. So I write the shtar. I give you over the shtar. So that's a shtar kinyan where I effect the change. I sell an ebek naini. I want to be mishachar an ebek naini. I want to free my ebek naini, shtar shichur. So that's a shtar kinyan. Where is the Mokar HaChumash for the institution of Shtar Kinyan? By get. It's a B'verish Pasuk that because of the law Sefer increases, that such a thing exists, that Shtar Kinyan exists. What's the story? What is a Shtar Raya? Shtarai is a totally different thing. Let's say I sold you a house. I made a kinyan kesef. You paid me $1 million and I get and the house is yours, shanya. We made a kinyan chazake on the house, kinyan chalipin on the house. The house belongs to you. And then you want me to give you a raya that I have already sold you the house. So that's a shtar raya. That's not a shtar kinyan. The house was already transferred. The ownership of the house was already accomplished through the kesef or the chazake or the chalipin or whatever kinyan they made. And the shtar is just to serve as a raya. That's a shtar raya. Let's say a person lends money to somebody else and he wants the loiva to give him a shtar raya that he owes him the money. So that's a shtar raya. So the Rambam has a famous statement in Hilchas Seder. The Rambam writes that all shtaris are clearly only acceptable midirabon. In our Torah, there's no such thing as a shtar. But we have a drasha in the Gemara later in Gittin. Al pi shnei edim, al pi shloisha edim, yokim dover, al pi shnei edim, al pi shloisha edim, yomus ameis. You have two psukim, one by yokim dover talks about dinim ominous. The other pasuk, al pi shnei edim, al pi shloisha edim, yomus ameis, talks about dinim nefashis. When it comes to ominous and nefashis, you need two kasher edim. Then the Gemara says there's a third category that requires two kasher edim, dover should be yervo. Because the pasuk says if a man divorces his wife, he matzaba erva's dover, he discovered that she was mizana, she's a seita, asura labayla. So then, because of Allah's safe agreements, he divorces her so she can marry someone else. Seita is only asura to her own husband. She's permitted to marry someone else. So the pasuk says, ki matzaba erva's dover, he discovered that she was mizana. How did he discover that she was mizana? He caught her in the bedroom. How does he know? So the Gemara says, you learn how to gzera shava dover dover mimam. The pasuk says, al pishnei edim, al pishloi shedim yafim dover. You need two edim a minimum, two edim for the imamanis. Here it says, kimotza boi, vaz dover. So the Gemara says, in the end of the Masech, the end of the Gittin, you learn gzera shava dover dover mimam, that just like by mamanis you need two edim, so too by dover should be erva, you need two edim. So those are the psukim that there are three areas we need two kosher edim. You need by nefashis is a pasuk, and by mamanis is a pasuk, and by dover should be erva is gzera shava, dover dover. The Gemara is going to point out it's not exactly the same, because it's not a beferish pasuk, it's only gzera shava, so the requirement for two edim is not on the same high level as by mamanis and by nefashis. It's slightly less chomer. A kol panim, the Gemara has a drush on the pasuk alpi. Shnayim Edim, Alpi Shnei Edim, the two psukim, by Mominus and by Nefashim. The Gemara is a drush in the Pihem, Ulomi Pik Sovim. It happens to be in Gittin, by Fine Aleph and Aleph. The Pihem, Ulomi Pik Sovim. It's in Yavamis also, for those who learned Yavamis last year. Yavamis says Daf Lamed Aleph, but here it's in Gittin, and I'm a Sif, that Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph, and Pihem, Ulomi Pik Sovim. So all the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. How can you say Pihem, Ulomi Pik Sovim? So how do you ever have an institution of Shtar? That's exactly what a shtar is. It's a haggadah seder speaks up. So the Rambam writes, Anachanami, shtaris are only good midrabbanim. The shtar doesn't exist on the level of the raisa because it's always in violation of the din of mipi hamelovim piksov. So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Magi Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, refers you to the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos, who's masing on the Rambam. How can you say that shtaris are only midrabbanim? But it's a pasuk in Chumash. It says the Feirish, the custom of law Sefer increases, that's what the get is all about. The get is the hashtar. So that the truth of the matter is that's not what the Ramban asked, because that has a simple answer. That's what Rav Chaim explains in the Sefer, but that's it's not, you don't need Rav Chaim for that. That's the Ksos and the Nesivis already explained this before Rav Chaim. That the two different types of shtaris is a shtar kinyan is a shtar rayat. So a shtar kinyan, everybody agrees, is a din and a ter. That's the parsha in the Chumash of a get isha, and then you learn out that there's such a thing as kiddush shtar. The Gemara says makish havai liyitzia. There's a hekesh between kiddush and gerushin. Just like one can accomplish gerushin aide shtar by gerushin, that's the only way to do gerushin, only by shtar. So too by kiddushin, even though you can do kiddushin aide kesef aide bia minator, but you can also do kiddushin aide shtar. You learn out makish havai liyitzia. So. And then you have a pasuk in Yirmiyah. That's not a pasuk in Chumash. You have a pasuk in Yirmiyah, but the pashtu says that it's also a din menator. That's the haftarah pashas bahar. It says that the sefer amikne, that Yirmiyah Novi bought the field from his cousin right before the churban bayis rishon. The Yirmiyah Novi was told that his cousin is going to be in need of money, so he's going to sell his property. The property was basically worthless. because the Kazdim are about, the Bavlim are about to conquer the whole land. So the real estate that he knows is going to go down to zero. It already is zero. It's worthless. And Rabban Shalom told him, no, he should buy the field, even though it's worthless. But then he asked the Rabban Shalom, why? Why? First he did what he was commanded, he bought the field. Then he asked the Rabban Shalom, why did you tell me to buy the field? So he says, no, it's a simon. Don't worry, put away the shtar. It's going to be a value. In 70 years, the Jews are going to come back from Golas Bavel, and this shtar, put away the shtar, and you'll be able to use this shtar to take the field when you come back. You're not going to be alive. Your children, your grandchildren will be able to. So that was a similar bonus. So the pasuk there refers to the shtar as the Sefer HaMikne. That was a shtar kinyan. By giving the shtar, that's assumed to be a din deraisa, that you can, just like you could be megarish and isha, that's a pasuk in Chumash, you can accomplish gevish and ayde shtar, you can accomplish kiddush and ayde shtar, makish habay liyitziya. So you can be mishachar and have a k'nayni ayde shtar. How do we know that? You can be mishachar and have a k'nayni ayde shtar. So the pasuk says by shivcha harufa, if someone is mezana with an ish, so they're both chayiv misa. What if one is mezana with a shivcha harufa? So the pasuk says is that there's a half mekudeshes and half ain't mekudeshes. So the woman, the shivcha harufa, gets malchus, and the man who's mezana with her, the boy of the shivcha harufa, is chayiv to bring hasham shivcha harufa. And the Mishnah says that osham, hasham harufa, does make a difference. Bein mishegig, bein memezik. Usually karbonas are only to be mechapa when a person did an aver b'shegig. If a person doesn't aver b'mezik, so it doesn't help that he should bring a karbon. So here the Mishnah points out that there are bo meviim al azod mikishkoga. The Mishnah increases that there are four people who bring a karbon even though they violated the aver b'mezik. So one of them is hasham shivcha harufa. We don't distinguish between b'shegig and memezik. So the Baal Shivcha Harufa is Chayv Karban Bein Meshegig Bein Memezik. Why doesn't he get Nisa? Why doesn't she get Nisa? How come nobody gets any Nisa? So obviously, Ein Kedushin Tovsin. So why is there Malkus and why is there Achiv Karban? It's half Kedushin, half Ishus. In the Yeshivas, we call it Kiddush Eyosham. Normally, a man gets married, Kiddush Eyosha. No one is hoping that anyone is going to be Mizana. But it means it's a normal kiddush and a normal ishus, and it's going to lead, if anyone, in the event that theoretically someone would be mezana, so be an oinish misa here, when one marries the shivcha harufa, so it's only kiddush yosham. The most it can lead up to for the boil will be osham, and for the isha it'll be achiyot malchus. So what's unique about the kiddush of the shivcha harufa? So the Gemara says she's a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi bas chorim. So here the Torah declares, here the Torah's mechadish to us that ain kedushin tovsin b'shivcha harufa. So what should the status be over here? She's a half shivcha harufa. She's a half shivcha tnayis and half mishuchreres. How does that happen? The Gemara is going to explain. How can you have a half and a half? So the Gemara is going to work on that. What happened? How did that happen? But her mother was a half. So how did the mother become a half shivcha? How did it start? How can such a thing begin? That's the Minchas Chinuch. Every 20 pages he talks about what's the din of a chatz yevah v'chatz mecharen. So you got it. The Gemara in Gittin is going to explain. How does such an animal come into existence? How can you have a chatz yevah v'chatz mecharen? So however, you have it by a male, you have it by a female. So you have a chetzi shivcha, a chetzi baschor. Okay. So if she's married, so that's kiddushei oshom. So that kiddushin will only lead up to malchus for the isha, and an achi of oshom for the boil. So the pasuk says, that pasuk says, the din only applies if she was not freed. So the Gemara interprets hafte loynev dasa. She's peduya ve'ena peduya. She's a chetze shivcha v'chetze baschor. Achuf shala nitan lo, she was not freed. So the Gemara says, how do you translate the phrase in the pasuk? Hafte loynev dasa, achuf shala nitan lo. Is it the same? Doesn't mean the same thing? She was not redeemed, lifdos, like pidyon ma'aser sheni, pidyon egdish. What I mean, hafdei lo nefdasa. So the Gemara says the two ways, machlokes hatanoim, later in Gittin, but we'll learn the way we pass on halacha is, hafdei lo nefdasa means that you can be meshacher and evik nani, ayidei kesef, kesef goyma bo. If the evik nani gives the yodon money, how does the evik nani have money? That's another headache. Okay, it's a discussion of Kiddush, and later we get, how does either the Evik Nani somehow has money that's his, maybe he stole money from the bank. That doesn't matter. He has to have money that belongs to him. Either that, or someone else is a good Samaritan, and someone else is going to give the money on behalf of the Avik Naini to the Yodon to free the Avik Naini. So the first half of the Pasuk means Hafel Vanav Dasa, she's Peduya Veda, Peduya, she was Yotza Lacheris, Ayide Kesef. What does that mean? She was neither freed Ayide Kesef, nor was she freed Ayide Chufshala Nitanla. What does that mean? Nor was she freed in some other way. So the Gemara says, we learn Xerishava Lola Meisha. It says by get the cost of Allah Sefer increases, and it says by the Shikhar, Rabbi Knaini happens to be a Shikhar Shifcha Knainis. It says by the Shikhar Shifcha Knainis, Chufshala Nitanla, Sagona Xerishava Lola Meisha. That the Pasuk means to say that there are two ways to free a Shivcha Knainis. Two ways to free an Avik Knaini. Either Ayde Kesef, the Avik Knaini gives the Yodon an amount of money that he's satisfied with. The Yodon says, okay, I free you with the Kesef that you're giving me. Or the Yodon gives a Shtar Shichru to the Avik Knaini. So these are all Shtar Kinyan. Shichru Avik Knaini is a Shtar Kinyan. That works men atayrus. The pasuk says explicitly by get kosma lo sefer krisis. That's a shtar kinyan that appears in the chumash. And shichur avik nani agde shtar is interpreted in the pasuk. Chuf shelo nitan la is interpreted to mean the shivcha knainis was not freed agde shtar lo meisha. And kedush shtar is understood through a hekish makish avayli yitzir. The same pasuk it talks about getting married and getting divorced. So just like one can get divorced agde Kenyan Shtar, so that one can get married out of the Kenyan Shtar. And then the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is assumed also to be recording a Din D'Oraisa. That Yirmiyahu Hanavi bought the field from his cousin and he gave him a Sefer HaMikne, he gave him a Shtar Kenyan. So the Rambam never argued about that. A Shtar Kenyan works men atar, that is no question. The Rambam only says that Shtaris are only valid with the Rabbanah. The Rambam means to say that Shtari Raya are only good midrabbanan. The shtar that's intended to serve as a raya, so the edim assigning is a hagadah sedus. So hagadah sedus picks up. That's the gemara. That I'm dafay an aleph am an aleph. That the pasuk says mipihem, ulam picks of them. That is not accepted. So that's what the Rambam writes. That shtaris are only midrabbanan. The Rambam in Hilchos Shtaris, shtaris only work. It's a takana midrabbanan. It means Shtari Raya are only midrabbanan. Shtari Kinyan, the Rambam agrees on Minatar.
So they were Kedav Minatar?
In Mominus, we say Hefke Bezna Hefke. Yeah.
In so Shtari Raya is working on Hefke Bezna.
Hefke Bezna Hefke, right. The Rambam says Shtari Raya don't work in Issa V'Hetta. Only works in Didi Mominus. Doesn't work, can't work in Issa V'Hetta because Ein Koach B'Yach Chachamim, Lakadav Minatar. So that's the Ramban's kasha. The Magen Mishnah on the side of the Rambam quotes the Ramban from the Sefer HaMitzvos that he has the kasha. If you look in the first Tosis in the Masechta, Tosis refers you to a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Dalet on the base. Ein Adam Chos Malaget Telam Efnei Tikkun Ha'olam. The very first line in the first Tosis. They refer you to a Mishnah Lamed Dalet on the base. The Perek here has a Takanas Derabbanan. Has a series of takanas derabbanan, one after the other after the other. Then you have the whole perek hanizakin, and there's a lot of takanas derabbanan netikan oilam. So the Mishnah records one of the many takanas derabbanan is that witnesses sign on a shtar netikan oilam. The Tosis has an interesting comment. This is a chiddush of the Tosis. The first line in Tosis, the first line in Misa, the Tosis says that in common usage, when we say get, so get means a bill of divorce when the husband is divorcing his wife. But in Lashon HaGemara, it doesn't necessarily mean a divorce, it means a shtar. All shtaris are called get. How do you know that it's true? So Tosis quotes from Daf Samach Dalet, that I understand. But then Tosis quotes from Daf Lamed Dalet on the base. This is a chiddush. Tosis quotes the Mishnah Lamed Dalet on the base. It gives a series of takanas derabbanan. So it says one of the many takanas derabbanan is the Yehu Ha'edim Chos Malaget Mefnei Tikkun Ha'olam. So what kind of a get is that talking about? I would have thought it's only talking about a get isha. So Tosis says not so. Tosis is talking about every shtar. What do you mean? Let's say have a shtar halvoah. Have a shtar halvoah that says I lent you $1,000 and it's signed by two witnesses. That's a takana derabbanan that you have Eidim sign. No, a shtar raya. That's a divin atera. That's not a takana. according to the Rambam, the whole institution of Shtar Raya is only Takana de Rabbanan. That's not what the Mishnah is saying. What's the Mishnah talking about over here? There's a Takana de Rabbanan that witnesses should sign on a get. It doesn't mean, the Rambam himself doesn't interpret the Mishnah to mean that there's a Takana de Rabbanan that a Shtar Raya works. That's not what the Mishnah means. So what does it mean? Shiyarim chasmala get mentei tikkun olam. So the Gemara explains what's going on here. The Gemara explains that there is a famous machlokes. We're going to bump into it right in the first sugi in the Masechta. The Gemara has a famous machlokes atanoim. How does the shtar kinyan work? We know that there's a shtaraya. Shtaraya means hagodah seidus tiksav. So what's the definition of a shtar kinyan? What's the definition of a shtar kinyan? It's a man is mekadesh an isha. So he writes on a piece of paper, Hariat Mukudeshisli, and he gives it a piece of paper. So the shtar kiddushin works by virtue of the fact that it serves first as a shtar raya, because she has a raya that when married, that causes us to become married. We're just engaged. And then the chosen, absent mind, Yishim Bocher, comes to the chuppah, he forgot to bring the ring. So under the chuppah, he says, okay, I'll be mekadesh b'shtar. I'll be mekadesh b'shtar. So he writes on a piece of paper, Hariat Mukudeshisli. So he has to have witnesses sign it, and by giving his fiancée our shtar raya that they're married, that causes that they're married. Well, let's say a man is married and wants to get divorced. He gives his wife a shtar raya that they're divorced, that causes her to become divorced. I want to sell you a house. So I give you a shtar raya, the house is mine. I give you a shtar raya, the house belongs to you. So by virtue of the fact that I gave you a raya that the house is yours, that causes the house to belong to you. Every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya. Oh no, like Korach Zelzel have nothing to do with each other. Shtar kinyan has nothing to do with the shtar raya. It's totally unrelated. So that's a major dispute. That's a major machlokes, Rab Meir and Rab Elazar. That's coming up the first sugya, whether you say Edi Chasima Karsi or Edi Mesira Karsi. What does it mean? The original machlokes is by Get Isha. But it says in the Chumash, because of Allah Sefer Krisis. So the mayor is of the opinion that Edi Hasima are necessary. You have to have Edi Hasima on every Shtar Kinyan. If you don't have Edi Hasima on a Shtar Kinyan, it cannot possibly serve as a Shtar Raya. If it can't serve as a Shtar Raya, it doesn't get off the ground. The way a Shtar Kinyan functions is by my giving my fiancée a Shtar Raya that we are married, that causes her to become married to me. By my giving my wife a shtar raya that we are divorced, that causes her to become divorced. By my giving you a shtar raya that the house belongs to you, that causes the house to switch ownership. It used to be my house, now belongs to you. That's Rav Meir's opinion, that every shtar kinyan has to start off as the shtar raya. So it has to have Eri Chasima. If you don't have Eri Chasima, you didn't get the first base. You don't have a shtar raya. That's Rav Meir says, Eri Chasima, Karsi. They make it into a safer crisis. Chumash speaks of a get. Because of Allah, Sefer Krisus. So Sefer Krisus means a Shtar Kinyan to accomplish the Gerushin. The way to create a Shtar Kinyan is by making a Shtar Raya. And by giving a Raya to the other party that the Kinyan took place, that causes the Kinyan to take place. And we happen not to Paschal like Rav Meir. We usually don't Paschal like Rav Meir. The Gemara says Rav Meir was too sharp. So he said such highfalutin pilpul. So the next generation, when they were voting, so everybody left his yeshiva. And the next generation, when they voted, he was always outvoted. So all of his opinions were always outvoted. So we rarely passed him like that. Man. Gemara says he was good in the psychology, though. He knew human psychology. So the Gemara says, Halacha k'remer b'gzeiroisav. Whenever he makes a gzeir d'rabbanon, then he hits the spot. He understood better than the other Tanoim. When it comes to gzeiris, we do pass him like him. And when it comes to the real dinim, so he was usually outvoted. So the Gemara says, Alvi hirosan, daladam and aleph. The Gemara says, "Kaimalan halachik Rav Lozer begit." We don't pass him like Rav Meir. We pass him like Rav Lozer. That Edim is Sira Karsi. What is it? Edim is Sira Karsi. That a Shtar Kinyan and a Shtar Raya totally unrelated. Has nothing to do with each other. A Shtar Raya is the Hagadah Seidus Tiksav, and a Shtar Kinyan is unrelated. Shtar Kinyan just like I can sell you the karka, you'll make a Kinyan Kesef. You'll pay me the $1 million. We make a Kinyan Chazaka, you make a Kinyan Chalipin, you make a Kinyan Shtar. Kinyan Shtar is a Kinyan. What does it mean? I write down, Sadi Kinuyaloch, Sadi Machuyaloch, Sadi Nusun Lachavimatana, whatever. I write down on a piece of paper and I give it to you. That's a kinyan shtar. I write the Sipur HaMaisa Biksav and I give it over. It has nothing to do with the shtar raya. The word, what do you say in English? I forgot the word. The word has two different meanings unrelated to each other. Not a homonym. That's a homonym. Same word, the word shtar. So according to Rab Lazar, the word shtar has two totally unrelated meanings. There's a shtar raya, which is Hagodah Zedis Biksav. Then there's a shtar kinyan, which has nothing to do with a shtar raya. Nothing to do with Hagodah Zedis Biksav. The Adam didn't sign at all. That's how we paskin like Rab Lazar. Shtar kinyan has nothing to do with shtar raya. There's no need Adam Misira Karsi. If you have Adam watching when he gives over the shtar, you don't have to have Adam signed on the piece of paper. So it's not at all a shtar raya. That's how we paskin la'alocha. So the Gemara later explains this Mishnah in the Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Shiyu edim chos malaget v'nei tikkun ha'olam." So the Gemara asks the Kasha, "What do you mean v'nei tikkun ha'olam? Isn't it a din d'araisa?" Here on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. "So edim chos malaget v'nei tikkun ha'olam v'nei tikkun ha'olam d'araisa hu? Isn't it a din d'araisa?" As it says in Yirmiyah, the Gemara quotes that pasuk in Yirmiyah when Kodesh Baruch Hu commands Yirmiyah Novi to buy the field from his cousin. It says, "V'kasa b'sefer v'chasom." You should, sefer doesn't mean a book, it means a shtar, like sefer priests. Kasa lo sefer priests. "V'kasa b'sefer," you should write a shtar mechira, your cousin. You should write a shtar mechira to Yirmiyah Novi, v'chasom, and have witnesses sign on it. So the Gemara assumes that that pasuk in Yirmiyah is a kinyan shtar by karka, is a kinyan deraisa. Even though it's not a chumash, but usually we say divitam divikabola loyafina. You can't learn advinim deraisa from divim aksuvim. You're not learning it. Here, the pasuk in Yirmiyah is telling us what the practice was. The practice is it's an extension of the psukim in chumash. It says in chumash that there's a shtar kinyan by get. Then there's a hekesh makesh habay leitzir shtar kinyan by kiddushin. Then there's a gezerushav a kasev la sefer krisus chupshalon nitan la by shichur adiknani. So if you have shtar kinyan over there, so you have shtar kinyan over here also, it's a din deraisa. So the Gemara thought that part of the din deraisa is the kasa b'sefer, you should write the story, the shtar mechira, an ashtar, v'chasayim, and you have to have Adam sign it. So the Gemara says no, that the Mishnah that says that the need for Adam to sign the get is only midirabbanim, netikin oilam, the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Loza, that's how we paskin, like Rabbi Loza against Rabbi Meir. According to Rab Meir, the need to have Adam sign on the get will be a din deraisa. You can't have a shtar kinyan without Erech HaSima. If you don't have Erech HaSima, there's no shtar raya. If there's no shtar raya, there's no shtar kinyan. You don't get to first base. The way a shtar kinyan works is by giving the other party a shtar raya, that this is so, that causes it to become true. So the Mishnah is going like Rab Lazar, lefi psak halacha. We don't pass on like Rab Meir. That basically a get is good without Erech HaSima. He can write on a piece of paper, Haret Megoreshes Mimeni, and give it a piece of paper in the presence of two witnesses, it'll be good. So the Mishnah says it'll be good Men HaTorah, but Men HaRabbanan, they made a takana, Bepnei Tikkun HaOlam, that you should have the Adam sign on the get. What's the takana Bepnei Tikkun HaOlam? Tzicha Ela LeRab Lozo Deomer Adam Misira Karsi. You don't, Men HaTorah, there's no need to have Adam sign on the get. So Tikkina Rabbanan Erech HaSima Mnei Tikkun HaOlam. What's the Tikkun HaOlam? So the Gemara says, what if the woman will want to get remarried? They said the woman lives in the neighborhood for the last 25 years and she got divorced. The husband disappears. So the wife claims we got divorced. And she wants to remarry. So the woman has no nemanis. The woman is Becheska Seishesich. If a woman comes from Eretz Yisrael, we don't know who she is, and she says she's Jewish. So there's a Gemara in the first Perek in Pesachim, and the Gemara says that there was a non-Jew who used to fool the rabbis every year. He came to Yerushalayim on Pesach to the Beis Hamikdash, and they always said that he was Jewish, and they let him share in the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara tells the whole story that he was bragging to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseret that he fooled all the rabbis. So Tyson says, you see from the Gemara that if a person comes, an unknown person comes, and he says that he's Jewish, so we have a right to believe him that he's Jewish. He's neman on his own. You don't require two aliens. So let's say a woman comes, marries herself, she says that she's Jewish. Okay? Now she wants to get married. When she was born, she was not married, she was single. So even though she's 25 years old, even though she's 35 years old, and most women, I don't know, many women, most of them, at age 35, I'm married already. The woman is the menace to say that she's single. She's becheskes penuya. When she was born, she wasn't married. So if the woman comes and she says she's Jewish, she's the menace. She doesn't have to have any ID. It's more difficult to get into YU than to get married. You need an ID here. If the woman comes and says she's Jewish, you believe her. Then she says she's single, so you believe her. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says in Ksubas, what if the woman says, Eshisi Shaisi, Viniz Garashni? What if she says, I used to be married, in Europe and Eretzal I was married, but since then I got divorced. And she says, an Orthodox rabbi did the get, and she tells us who the Orthodox rabbi is. So it's a person with a good reputation, but she has no evidence to the get. So then the Mishnah says in Ksubas, if we don't know who in the world the person is, and she says she's Jewish, we believe her, and she could have said that she's single. She would have been believed if she would have said that she's single. She's becheskes penuya. When she was born, she was single. We know she wasn't born married. She didn't. The father can't be mekabel kedushin before she's born. So she's becheskes penuya. All the women are becheskes penuya. So even though the woman says, eshisish oisi viniz garashti, so the Mishnah says in Ksubas, she's not men. That's called hapeshos hapeshehita. She's the one who created the whole problem by saying eshisish oisi, that shavi anapshi chaticha disur. The woman is nemenes on herself to say, so she's the menace to say, well, what if it's not a case like that? The woman lived in the neighborhood for the last 25 years. We know that she was married. So she doesn't have any peshas or peshit to say nizgarashti. So if the woman is going to say nizgarashti, so we don't believe her? So how? So whenever a woman gets divorced, so how can she remarry? Unless the new chosim was there when the husband divorced her. Unless he knows firsthand. He was watching when he gets. Yeah, you don't have the whole city is not watching. So the solution is simple. The two Edom who were present at the time that the husband gave her the get, the two Edom will come and testify. When she's ready to remarry, so the two Edom will come and testify that the husband gave his wife a get. What are you going to do if the Edom die? What are you going to do if the Edom move away to Medina Sayyam? So who's going to testify for the woman? So that's what the Gemara says on Lamed Vav and Aleph. That's why they made, that's why the Tanaim made a takona, because Zimdin de Maisi Sahadi, sometimes the witnesses will die. Inami or Zimdin de Azli de Medina Sayyam. Sometimes the witnesses will move away. So they won't be here. So when the woman is interested in remarrying later, the Edom who were present at the time that the get was given will not be around to testify that the woman is not to remarry. So how will she be able to prove that she is Nizgarsha? So that's why they made a takana de Rabbanon that whenever a get is given, even on Minatar, there's no need to have the Edom sign on the get. But if the Edom will sign on the get, then something will be accomplished. What? The get will not only serve as a shtar kinyan, it'll be able to serve also as a shtar raya. That's Shiniz Garsha. That was the takana de Rabbanon. So that's what the Ramban asks. That's what the Ramban asks on the Rambam. That's what the Magen Mishnah on the side of the Rambam Hilchos Seder says. The Rambam says that all shtori raya only work mid the Rabbanon, and it only works in Dinim Ominous because it's based on Hefke Bez Nefke. It can't work in the area of Isa Behefke. So the Ramban asks, what is he talking about? You have a shtar raya by a get? When the husband divorces his wife, according to Rabbi Lozor, the fact that a get works, that's a pasuk in Chumash, that's not a kasha, that's a shtar kinyan. A get works, and a shtar kiddushin works, and a shtar shechavik nani works, and a shtar kinyan karka works. That's the pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Gemara said, "Alam and vav and al." According to that pasuk in Yirmiyah, that's the raisei. That pasuk is a recording of din the raisei. That's not a kash against the ram. That's a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan, of course, works for natar. But you have the situation where the husband gives his wife a get, and we pass on like Rav Loza that they mesira karsa. There's no need to have Edom sign on a shtar kinyan. The get will take effect, she'll become divorced. If he writes on a piece of paper, Arim Gureshes men, he gives it a piece of paper, she'll become a Gureshes. So the whole need to have the Edom sign is only, it's recommended mid Rabbanon, a takonim of Netikin Ha'ilam. Maybe the Edom will die, maybe the Edom will move away to Medina Sayyam. So now, if the woman will continue holding on to the get, so the get will not only serve as a shtakinyan for a split second to make him a Gureshes, calls man, she holds on to the get, it'll serve as a shtaraya that she is divorced. So what do you mean a shtaraya? Okay, according to the Rambam, shtaraya only works mid the Rabbanon, and it only works in Dini Mammon, it's based on Hefke Bez Nefke. He said, the Feresh, it doesn't work in Isa Behet. That's the Ramban's kasha against the Rambam. isn't what?
Yeah.
It's a takana de rabbanon that we recommend that the Eidim should sign the get. But once the Eidim signed the get, obviously it works min haTorah. It wouldn't work min haTorah. So how's the woman allowed to remarry? Ain kach yachacham lakadom min haTorah b'kum liyaseh. The chachamim only have authority in dinim amelis. Based on hefke bez nehefke, that's what the Rambam says. But they can't make a takana to be makel on a nation's ish. When I tell you, the woman was living in a neighborhood for the last 25 years, we know she was married. Then the husband disappears, and the woman wants to remarry now, and she claims that the husband divorced her. So how do we know? So she produces the get. So the get, Minatar, didn't have to have any signatures. He passed like Rav Loza, Eidim Isira Kaisi. For the Shtar Kinyan to be functional, it doesn't require Eidi Hasima. It doesn't have to start off as a Shtar Raya and thereby accomplish a Kinyan. No, it starts off as a Shtar Kinyan. So what do you need Eidim to sign? So that's a recommendation, Midirabbanon. That's a Takana Midirabbanon. Ipnei Tikkun Ha'olam. But it means that it works Min HaTorah. So that's the Kasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that all shtari raya only work midirabbanon? The Eidim who sign on the get accomplish that the get can serve as a shtar raya min haTorah.
Shouldn't that be a kasha anyway you learn? The Mishnah says befeirus that it's just a takana derabbanon. So even if you learn not like the Rambam.
It's a takana derabbanon that we recommend the Eidim should sign, but once they sign it works min haTorah. You can't have a takana min haTorah. The woman is becheska say she says she midirabbanon. We allow her to remarry based on a shtarai that's only value, only good midirabbanon. No, we can't allow the woman to remarry midirabbanon. And dini mammon is they can be machkiya mammon hefke bez nehefke. But in Issa v'heta the Rambam says shtari raya don't work. So that's the Ramban's kasha over here. This is the hashtar raya. The other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. And many Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. They hold that Shtaris and Mammon work on the level of their Isa. How can the Shtar and Mammon work on the level of their Isa? What happened to the Din of Pihan Velon Tiksovim? How can the Shtar Raya work, Menatar?
I mean, that was a problem remembering
the
phrasing, but Shtaris talk in general, don't they? They have hope.
Yeah.
So whether it's midrabbanan or not, we still have something giving an aidus.
But if it's only midrabbanan,
but for the purposes of a raya rather than the purposes of to change anything, if we have a chazaka that we think that she's married or any other situation, and the shtar is only midrabbanan, that's more than nothing. And perhaps it's a place where other rishonim who disagree with the Rambam would want to institute kula.
They don't hold that it's midirabbanan. They hold that it works min haTorah. They heard that a shtar raya, let's say I lent you money or I sold you a field, and then you want me to give you a raya that the sod is yours. I lent you money, I want you to give me a shtar that you owe me the money. So the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The Ramban disagrees, and the Balei HaTorah always disagree. The Balamor, they all disagree with the Rambam. They hold the shtar raya work min haTorah. How can a shtar raya work min haTorah? What happened? The Rambam had this taina. It says, min pihim alo min pihim. So how do they answer that kasha? So the Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Chof has a famous answer. There's a Balamor and Yibamas Daf Lamed Aleph. This Gemara Mepiyim Ulam Piksovam appears here in Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph. It's also in Yibamas Daf Lamed Aleph. The same Gemara, the same Drosh Mepiyim Ulam Piksovam. So in Yuvamis you have the Balamor, and in Ksubis Daf Chof you have the long Tosis, goes from Chof and Aleph to Chof and Beis, very important Tosis. And this Daf, and Ayin Aleph and Aleph, there's a little tiny Tosis between Olympic Sovam. They refer you to what they wrote in Ksubis Daf Chof. Chof and Aleph going over to Chof Beis, Hayrachtibot, a long Tosis. So Tosis says the Kitzer. That the din of Mitiham Olympic Sovam is if the Eidim want to write on their own. The Eidim saw a halvoa and they want to write on their own, a shtar halvoa, and give it to the malva. The Eidim saw a murder. And they want to write down the story and send it in the mail to the Bezdin. So then the Pasuk says, Mitiham, Al Pishnai made a Mitiham Olympic Sovam. If they send it in the mail, they write on their own, it's no good. But if the Das HaMeschayev authorizes them to write the shtar, then Tosfos says it works Min HaTorah. That's an exception to the rule. If you have a shtaraya, the shtaraya says that I owe you money, or the shtaraya says the house no longer belongs to me, it belongs to you. So the shtar is testifying against me to my detriment that I owe you the money, that the house that used to belong to me now belongs to you. So if the das ha-mischayv authorized the writing of the shtar, so Tosfos says that works minatir. A shtar has to be written midas ha-mischayv. That's what the Baal HaMoor writes also. The Baal HaMoor says the same thing with a little cute avert. That the pasuk says mipihem v'lo mipik savam yedarshim mipihem v'lo mipik savam if the Adam wrote on their own, but this is mipik savo. Since the das ha-mischayv authorized the writing of the shtar, so this is not mipik savam. They're not writing on their own. Say it's the same as what the Baal HaTos says. If the shtar is written midas ha-mischayv, then it works manatir. So why doesn't the Rambam agree? The Rambam writes that all story mom are only good mid the Rabbanim. I mean, the Rambam doesn't believe in this. that a shtar that's written midas ha-mischayev, can serve as a shtar raya. The Rambam has to agree also. Because what was the Ramban's kasha? Ramban asked from this Gemara, from the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph on the base, and the Gemara Lamed Vav on the Aleph. I don't know, the simple pshat in the Mishnah, what kind of a get is it talking about? So I always thought it was talking about a get isha, a divorce. Tyson says it's talking about all stories, all story kinyah. Tyson says all stories are called get in Mishnei Kibra, as it says in the Mishnah. I thought the takana was only in Ebenezer. I thought it's only by get. Tyson assumes that the takana is by law, even by story moment, by story kinyah. I don't know. Let's leave out that that's a whopper of a chiddush. The first line of they're making an assumption that the takana de rabbanan applies even when I sell you a field. I shouldn't just write on a piece of paper and give you the document. I should get Adam to sign it that it should be able to serve as a shtarah. Who says they made a takana de rabbanan? And dini mamnas. Maybe the takana is only by get. It's in gittin. Maybe it's only by get. I don't know. How does Tosfos know that? So leaving that up. So I call upon it. What does it say though in the Mishnah? How does the Gemara Lamed Vav Amar Aleph explain the Mishnah? That if you all like Rabbi Lazar, that a shtar kinyan doesn't require Edi Chasima to be signed on the bottom. A shtar kinyan can accomplish the kinyan just if you have the Sipur HaMaisa B'Ksav and you give it over to the other party that accomplishes the kinyan. But if you do get Adam to sign, then it can serve as a shtarai. So how's the Rambam going to read the Mishnah? The Rambam says that all shtarai rai only work when the Rabbana. That's the Ramban's kasha against the Rambam. Is it the favorite Mishnah that a shtarai works? Not only shtarai kinyan exists. That's a pasuk in Chumash. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that the Gemara said that's their eyes. The Mishnah is telling us that shtaraya exists on the level of the Raisa, even in Nisidahetta, even by a Getisha. So that's what Rav Chaim goes one step further. He explains the Rambam, the reason why the Rambam holds that the Shtari Raya are only with the Rabbanon, why doesn't he give the answer that Tosfos gave, that the Shtar is written Midas HaMessiah? Then it does work. The Pim alone picks up as long as the Edom write on their own. But whenever the Edom are authorized to write by the Das HaMischayv, then it works Menater. So apparently the Rambam knows that secret also. The only thing is that the Rambam holds that whenever you have a Shtar Raya, there is no Das HaMischayv. What do you mean Das HaMischayv? I lend you $1,000. You're going to authorize the witnesses to write a Shtar that you owe me $1,000. What are you being Mischayv over here? You're not being mischayv in $1,000. When I lent you the money, you already owe me the $1,000. The shtar is only serving to your detriment that you won't be able to lie later on. For I sold you a field. I gave you a field of matan, I sold you a field. So it already belongs to you. So you say you'd like to have a shtar. So I authorized the Adam to write a shtar. To what purpose? That I shouldn't lie. I shouldn't cheat you later on. I shouldn't lie. So the Rama holds that that's not called dasa mischayv on the level of the Raisa. Dasa mischayv means he's expressing his das, and he's being mischayv himself now. Over here, he's not being mischayv anything. The house already was sold to the other person. He already borrowed the $1,000 from the other person. by writing a shtar that he shouldn't be able to be makhesh, he shouldn't be able to deny it later on. So the Rambam holds that's not called a hischayvus. Midirabbanon, we declare that as a das hamischayv. The Edom can't write a shtar halvor without das hamischayv. The Rambam agrees. That's a gemara in the end of Bava Basra. The Edom can't sign a shtar halvor without das hamischayv. But the Rambam holds that menater, that's not called das hamischayv. It's only called das hamischayv when the shtar is serving as a shtar kinyan and as a shtar raya. So that's called a hischayvus. Let's say the man was married for the last 25 years. He gives a get to his wife. He's losing his wife. This shtar is accomplishing a change. The marriage is being broken now. Mikana labo. So that's called the das hamischayiv. The Rambam agrees. Whenever you have a shtar that's written midas hamischayiv, it works minatoyr. But the Rambam holds that das hamischayiv is only shayich if the shtar is a shtar kinyan. So the das that he expresses is making a change. He was single until now he just became married. Married is a whole new story. Everything is changing for him. On the level of Darius, he has obligations towards the wife. So that's called the Das HaMeschayev, to get married. Or he's married and he's getting divorced. He's losing his wife. That's a Das HaMeschayev. He's Meshachar Nevek Naini. Whenever you have a shtar, I'm selling you a field, giving you a field. So the field will no longer belong to me, it's going to belong to you. So that's called the Das HaMeschayev. Meschayev means when you're changing the status, and when you have a shtar, Kinyan, that's when you can talk about expressing a das hamischayev. So since it's a das hamischayev, so you can even serve as a shtar raya. The Rambam is maskim. Whenever you have das hamischayev, edus piksav is good. Edus piksav is only no good when it's written shalom das hamischayev. That's Tesis answer. Suvas daf chof, and that's the balamon yivam is daf lamed aleph. That's the difference between edus piksav, which is no good, and shtar, which is good. Whenever the shtar is written midas hamischayev, then it's an exception to the rule. Then it is good. So the Rambam is masking with that. There's gemaras like that in Bava Basra. A shtar has to be written with das hamischayev. But the Rambam holds that there is no such thing on the level of the raya. There is no concept of das hamischayev in a shtar raya, which is only the raya. What am I being mischayev? That I shouldn't lie. It prevents me from cheating you. So that's not called mischayev.
What's Pesach's that the raya should always be mischayev?
Taisus holds, yeah, that to prevent me from cheating is called the Das HaMeschayev. Yeah, Taisus holds that's also called Das HaMeschayev. And the Rambam disagrees on that point. He says, no, if it's only the Raya to prevent me from lying, that's not called the Das HaMeschayev. But if it's a Shtar Kinyan that affects a change, that the karka is not going to belong to you instead of me, or she's not going to be my wife anymore, she is going to be my wife. So that's Mamash Das HaMeschayev. It's affecting a change. So there is a Das HaMeschayev. So a Shtar Raya that started off as a shtar kinyan and later serves as a shtar raya. The Rambam will agree that works min haTorah. That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. Lamed Dalet on the base.
Wait, so I don't understand. So what's the
pshat?
What's the tikkun olam according to the Rambam?
No, tikkun olam is the Gemara explained. That we don't need the Rambam. That's the Gemara Lamed Vav. The din really is like Rabbi Elazar. The Mishnah is assuming the din is like Rabbi Elazar. That's what we paskin against Rabbi Meir. That a get doesn't really need edi chasima minator. The husband can write, I have a sefer write, harim goresh is b'meni, give it a get in the presence of two witnesses, and you wouldn't need any edi chasima. But with the Rabbanon, they made a takana that you shouldn't do that. You should always insist that edim should sign on the get, that the get should be able to serve as a shtar raya b'yad ho'isha if later on she'll want to remarry. And the Edom who were present when the get was given will move away. They'll move to Medina Sayyam, or they'll die. Zim in the Maisi, Aizli, Medina Sayyam. So then she'll have a shtar raya in her hand. She'll be able to remarry. So that's the takonim of the Rabbanah. If they'll sign it, it'll work minatera. It's not that they invented the whole thing yesh meyayin from thin air in the Rabbanah. If the Edom will sign, if the husband will authorize the Edom to sign, it'll work minatera. It'll serve as a shtar raya minatera. But minatera, it's not necessary to give the wife a shtar raya. He can give her a get that'll only be a shtar kinyan and not a shtar raya.
But when with only like Rambam calls
Rabbi Elazar,
who says edim
mesira
karsim. So when the edim signed the shtar, it's not a raya because he didn't give her the get yet, according to Rabbi Elazar.
That's a very good kasha. That's a very good kasha. Tosis on Dalad Amud Aleph raises that question. There's a famous Tosis Dalad Amud Aleph, the big fat Tosis Dima Maska the Kaimolot. The Tosafot asked that question. In the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Gemara, till a few centuries ago, the practice always would be that the husband gave his wife a get that had signatures on the bottom, and she would hold on to that get in order to be able to remarry. That the get would both serve as a shtar kinyan. At the moment the get was given, that accomplished that she's not an eishes ish anymore. And then the fact that she continues to hold on to the get that has the chasimas, then it serves as a shtar raya. So Tosafos asks the kasha, how can that serve as the shtar raya that the woman was nizgarsha? The Yadim signed the get way before the get was given to them. They don't sign after the get is given. They sign, the husband tells them he's interested in divorcing his wife, please sign a get. So the Yadim sign. All they know at the time that they sign is the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. They don't know if he ever did it or not. Could be that they even died before the husband gave over the get to the wife. Could be the get was written in Eretz Yisrael and it's delivered in New York. The Yadim were nowhere here. They were on a different continent. So how can, that's Taisus Kasha, how can the Gemara, how can the Mishnah say that the get can serve, the Yadim chasim on the get can serve as a shtar raya that the woman was nizgarsha? How can that be? The Yadim signed way before the gerushin took place. The only thing it can serve as a shtar raya is that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. So that's what Taisus develops, a whole chiddush of an idea. That even though something happened after the Adam signed, but if that's probably what happened, if the woman is holding on to the get, you have Tfisas Balashtar. The shtar was intended, the husband is called the Das HaMeschayiv, he's the one who has to authorize the shtar, because it's to his detriment, he's losing his wife. And the shtar is given, intended to be given to the wife, so she's called the Balashtar, Balasashtar. So if you have Tfisas Balashtar, the woman is holding on to the get, and she claims that the husband gave her the get in a proper fashion. So then we assume mistama hakol b'hechsher nase. That's the expression that Tosfos coins. We assume that that's probably the case. And not only we assume that that's probably the case, that it's a ruba d'leisa kamon, that that's probably, it's highly unlikely that the husband wrote the get and she grabbed it from him. The likelihood probably is, it happens once in a while, but the likelihood probably is that the husband gave it to the wife, kedin. He gave over the get properly, and the gerushin was proper. So since that's probably what happened, so we say all of this is included in the Haggadah Seder. Even though the Edom died before the get was given. So at the time that the Edom signed, all they know is that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. So since Vistama HaKol Be'ech Shenas, all this is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. You have such a similar din, that's what the Achronim point out. You have such a similar din by a shtar halvoy. Let's say if I lend you money and there are only eidim present at the time that I lend the money, so that's a milval peh. And if I insist I want the loiva to give me a shtar, so then it's going to be a milva bishtar. So what's the difference halacha lemaisa between a milva bal peh and a milva bishtar? Why does the malva usually insist that he wants a shtar halvoy? Apparently has some benefit to him. So the Mishnayos in the end of Bava Basra point out that there are two differences halacha l'maaseh. One difference is, what happens if the loiva has no assets? I lent $1 million to the loiva, then he sold all of his assets and he gambled away all the money, and now he's penniless. So can I go to the lekuchas? Can I go to the people who bought the karka from the loiva and collect the karka from them? So the Mishnah distinguishes that if I only made a milval peh, then you cannot collect from the lekuchas. There's only shibir aguf, and there's no shibir nechos. So you can only collect from the assets that he has. You can't collect from the lekuchas. But if he gave me a milva b'shtar, if the loiva wrote a shtar, and he wrote in the shtar, kol nechosim mishubadim lechayv zer. Even if he didn't write it, we assume that the achrayas is a tos sefer. If the sefer forgot to write achrayas, we assume that it was just a scribal error, and it's self-understood that there is shibir nechos. So then if it's a milva b'shtar, then you can't collect from the chosim b'shabad, you can collect from the lekuchas. And then the Mishnah has another difference. What if I confront the loiva and I say, look, I lent you $1,000, pay me back the money. He says, I paid back already. He says, paraiti. So we distinguish between milva bal peh and milva b'shtar. If it's a milva bal peh, I lent you $1,000 in the presence of two witnesses. The two witnesses come and they say, they remember that I lent you the money. They don't know whether you paid back or not. They have no idea. They're not with you all day and all night. They know that I lent you the money. And you claim that you paid back the money, so you have no manus to say paraiti. But if I lent you the money and I insisted melechatchila on a shtar halvoa, and I'm holding on to the shtar halvoa, so then the loiva is not believed to claim paraiti. So the Gemara says, why not? Because that's highly unlikely. It's highly improbable. He's going to pay him back the $1,000 and let him hold on to the shtar. It's not going to happen. The loiva will insist, I'm not going to pay back the money until you surrender the shtar. The fact that the malva is still holding on to the shtar, so the Gemara has an expression, shtar yodi, my boy, how come I'm still holding on to the shtar? The fact that I'm holding on to the shtar is a raya, is a hechoche, it's an umdin, it's a ruba delesa, come on, that you didn't pay me back the money. So the Achrayim, Rabbi Kivega is bothered with a kasha, the Achrayim all work on this kasha. A ruba delesa, come on, is mighty moment. I have a shtar that says he borrowed $1,000. He says that he paid. So he says he paid, he should be believed. He's kai for hakpal, he should be believed. So he say, no, there's a ruba delesa, come on, that is probably not true. If it's really true that he paid back the money, he would have insisted I should surrender the shtar to him. The fact that I'm still holding out to the shtar, shtar biyodi, my boy, the fact I'm still holding on is a raya that he didn't pay back the money yet. So Rebbe Kivegra, since when are you mighty moment based on a raif? Gemara has a machlokes in Bava Basra, whether holchem imam and achar harayv, ain holchem imam and achar machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So we paskin ain holchem imam and achar. You cannot be moitzi imam from a muchzor based on a roiv. So this is only a roiv. The roiv is that shtocha biyodi, my boy. The loiva would have never paid back the money unless the mother would surrender the shtachay. So you can't be moitzi imam based on a roiv.
When you say the other one's a muchzik, that he has the shtach.
The Shammai are of the opinion that whenever someone has a shtar, because the Shiva Nechasim, so the Malva is considered the Muchzik. But we don't accept the Shammai's opinion. That's Machlek is Beishamai and Beisilo. In Saitan, Daf Chafeim Adais. It's a Mishnah earlier. In Saitan, the Gemara explains it in Saitan, Daf Chafeim Adais. So we don't, and then the Mishnah is in the end of Bava Basra like that. So Beishamai in a few places express such a view that whenever someone has a shtar chayiv, so the one who has a shtachay with the shiva nechasim, he's called the muchzuk whenever there's a suffix. And we don't pass like that. We pass like Beisilo. That self called self is mechusa divina. Calls man, I didn't collect yet, even though I have a shtar that says I have shiva nechasim, but the loiva is the muchzuk. So if the loiva is the muchzuk, how could he be moitzi mamon based on a roif? So Rabbi Baruch Be'er has a whole essay about this in one of his svarim on the Gemara. So he quotes what's the Achrayim talking about? It's like, what's Rab Chaim explained the answer? Rabbi Kiveger gives the answer. Rab Chaim explained the answer of Rabbi Kiveger based on this thesis. He said, whenever a person is holding on to a shtar, at the time the Edom signed the shtar, all they know is that he borrowed money. At the time the Edom signed the shtar, all they know is that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. What happened after that, they don't know. But the wife is not holding on to the shtar. And she claims that the rest of the story was the way it probably happened. The normal, how does the wife hold on to the get? Mistama, the husband gave her the get. There is a far out chance that the wife grabbed the get from the husband, or that the husband put the get on the table and he told the wife to pick up the get, and that's no good because kligitach magabi karka is no good. Maybe it wasn't done with an asina, but that's rare. Tyson says, whenever the Baal HaShtar is holding on to the shtar, and he claims that after the Edom signed, the rest of the story unfolded the way one could predict that it probably happened. So we say, not only is that a Ruba Delesa Kamon, we say that Kol Zeh Kovel B'Shtar. We say the shtar includes the Hagodah Seders on the events that happened after the Edom signed, after they died already. You can't say the Edom are made on it. The Edom are only made that the husband expressed an interest to divorce his wife. The Edom are only made that the Malva lent the Loiva $1,000. What happened after that? The Edom don't know. But you say the Shtar contains a Haggadah Seder of more than what the Edom are saying. It contains Haggadah Seder of things that happened after the Edom finished signing. Whatever is Mistama HaKol B'Hech Shanasa, whatever is probably the case, so we assume that not only is it probably so, a Ruba Delesikama, we assume that that's all included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. So that's what the Rambam holds. A shtar raya that was written only as a raya, a shtar raya that's written only as a raya, that only works mid the rabban. What do you mean as a raya that he shouldn't tell a lie? That's not a das hamischayev. So that only works mid the rabban, and the male only works mid the rabban. It works in didi moment. It's based on hefke bez nefke. It wouldn't work. There's no such thing as a shtar raya in the area of avisa v'hefke. There's only a shtar raya in the area of didi moment because it's based on hefke bez nefke. The only case where a shtar raya does work min haTorah is if it served as a shtar kinyan, and then it's also serving as a shtar raya. So there is an expression of dasa mischayv on the shtar kinyan that the Rambam also agrees to that. There's gemaras like that. Mishnah is in the end of Baba Basra. You cannot write a shtar kinyan without dasa mischayv. The Rambam also agrees. The shtar halva also has to be written with dasa mischayv. But the Rambam holds that's called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. The Rambam holds that's a fake. On the level of deraisa, that's not called dasa mischayv. What is he mischayv that he shouldn't tell a lie? That's not called Asa Mischayv on the level of Deraisa, but it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. It's patterned after a Din Deraisa. Where is the Din Deraisa? If you have a Shtar Kinyan that's also serving as a Shtar Raya, so there in the Shtar Kinyan, there is a concept of Asa Mischayv Menatur. So once the Shtar is written with Asa Mischayv, then it can even serve as a Shtar Raya as well. The question is, though, what do you mean? The Shtar served as a Shtar Kinyan, and it's also serving as a shtar raya. Taisus writes, the first Taisus writes, that the get has 12 lines. The other saw get has 12 lines, then it has two signatures on the bottom. It has 14 lines. So the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara passing is like Rabbi Elazar. And I tell you, you don't need the last two signatures. All you need are the 12 lines on top. Much of the 12 lines is only minhagen. That's okay. So the get consists of the 12 lines. Minatur, the husband could have given the get to his wife without the two signatures on the bottom. So the Shtar Kinyan is the first 12 lines. The last two lines are absolutely irrelevant as far as the Shtar Kinyan is concerned. So when the husband authorizes the Eidim to sign, that's a pure Shtar Raya. What do you mean? If it's a Shtar Kinyan that's also serving as a Shtar Raya, then there's a Das HaMeschayv on the Kinyan. So then, even the raya aspect works minatur. It's not a violation of pim alam piksavim because that's midas hamischayv. What do you mean? But the authorizing the edim to sign on the bottom is only b'toras raya. That's not b'toras kinyan. So how do you have a shtar raya by getting mikidushim? There is no das hamischayv. The das hamischayv is on the first 12 lines, not on the last two lines.
So even a get kasher where two aspects of the shtar's functionality are integrated into the actual construction of the physical document, that would still be working in two different ways rather than in one way that has two aspects?
Yeah, different parts. The first 12 lines serve as the shtar kinyan. The last two lines of the signatures of the Eidim are irrelevant. The kinyan will take effect with or without the Eidim signing. The Eidim signing on the bottom are irrelevant for the kinyan.
But if they do sign on a get kasher and let's say you have a get kasher that someone's claiming the Eidim signed on, and you can prove that there was tampering, that it was fraud, then even the kinyan aspect is no good, right? Because you invalidated the shtar as a whole.
Probably, yeah.
So then it's not, it really is. I mean, you can say the first 12 lines are one shtar, and the last two lines are a separate function of the shtar, but it's the same. It's one operation, really. Invalidate one to invalidate the other.
How was it one operation though? If the din would have been like Reb Meir, the Edi Chasima Karasi, that every shtar kinyan in the world has to start off as a shtar raya. So you understand, when I sell you the karka, when I marry the girl, when I divorce the wife, when I free my yavik nine, I have to authorize the Edim to sign. If they don't sign, the shtar kinyan doesn't get off the ground. So the authorizing the Edim to sign is considered an expression of Das HaMeschayev. If I don't authorize him to sign, the kinyan is just not going to get off the ground. But we don't pass him like Rab Meir, we pass him like Rab Lazar. So you don't have the signature of the Edom is absolutely Lamalav Lamar. The whole Shtar Kinyan is finished before you get with the 12 lines, before you get to the last two lines. The last two lines is Lamalav Lamar. So that's Taisa's proof. Taisa says, let's say the couple is married. And the husband is always going on business trips. And people think the wife is still single. And she wants to convince everybody. They think that she's playing house. She's wearing the shetel, and they can believe that she's married. And she feels so bad, no one believes that she's married. Her husband's never around. He's always traveling, learning in a coil or whatever. Traveling on business. So she asks her husband, the next time he comes home, please give me a shtar raya that we are married. Is there such a thing? The husband should give his wife a shtar raya. So according to the Rambam, it doesn't exist. The Rambam says there is no such thing as a shtar raya in Issa the Heter. There's only a shtar raya in the Imam. Only works with the Rabbana. They only have the authority to make a takana derabanan in the area of dinim amun is based on hefker bezna hefker. Nisa v'heta, there is no such thing. So the Rambam says there is no such thing. Or let's say the couple got divorced. Couple got divorced and she lost her get. So the wife says, but she wants to be able to prove that she's divorced. So she pleads of the husband, her former husband, her ex, give me a shtar, authorize the Edom to write a shtar that you divorced me. So he says, it's fine. He authorizes the Edom, write a shtar that we're divorced. And he gives her the shtar. So Tosfos says that such a thing exists. You can write a shtar raya that we're married. You can write a shtar raya that we are divorced. And the Rambam holds that such a thing doesn't exist. So Tosfos brings the raya from this Mishnah. Tosfos brings the raya from the Mishnah. How can the Mishnah say, Shehu Edom chosmim malaget mefnei tikkun ha'olam? What good is it that the Edom are going to sign? Isn't it the piyam v'lom v'kzavam? So the answer is, it's not. The husband authorized the signing of the signature. If the shtarai is written midas ha'mischayim, so it works minatar. So Tosfos holds, it works in Isa v'het, it works in Didim Amunis, of course. Whenever you have das ha'mischayim, it works minatar. But the Rambam claims that the only time you have das ha'mischayim is if the shtar is accomplishing a kinyan. The shtar is only accomplishing a raya, then there is no mischayim. So that's why every shtar raya is only works with the Rabbanon, it only works in the Didimam, it doesn't work in Isa V'heta. So how does the Rambam read the Mishnah? So you look in the Rambam holds like the Rif. On the Avdalah and Aleph, there's a machlokes, major machlokes. The Rambam and the Rif, on the one hand, the Chachmei Svarot against the Baalei HaTosfos on the other hand. In the Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted as two opinions, in the Mechaber, two opinions. Halacha L'maaseh, what's the din? In the following case, we paskel like Rabbi Loza, that the Edom is Sira Karsi, that the Baal can write a get, Harei Megoresh is b'meni, and he doesn't have to have two signatures on the bottom, and he gives a get in the presence of two witnesses, and that's good. What if the Baal has a get, and he does authorize two witnesses to sign on the bottom, and he gives it a get, not in the presence of two Edom? Would that be acceptable? So the Rif and the Rambam say that that's fine. And the Rif brings a raya. How do you know that it's fine? The Rif brings a raya from the Mishnah, and the Aflam and Dalan and Beis. How can the Mishnah say, Shehu Edom Chos Malaget, Bifnei Tikkun Ha'olam? What good is it that the Edom are going to sign on the get? The husband has no right to authorize Edom to sign a Shtar Raya. There is no such thing as a Shtar Raya in Gitmi Kiddushin. There is no Das HaMeschayev. Das HaMeschayev is only in a shtar kinyan. In a shtar raya, there is no das HaMeschayev. So it's only shtar raya only work mid the rabbanon and dinim amunis. And Isa v'heta doesn't work. So what is the Rif is bothered? What's the Mishnah talking about? The husband will authorize the Edom to sign a get, and is going to work min ha'Torah. The signature will work min ha'Torah to serve as the shtar raya that the woman is nizgarsha. Where's the das HaMeschayev over here? So the Rif said that's the answer. Because if the husband authorized Edom to sign, then the Edom Hasima will work. You won't need Edom Mesira. Then the Edom Hasima will work as part of the Shtar Kinyan. Not only part of the Shtar Raya. Tosfos says, Tosfos on Dalet Amud Aleph says, there is no such thing. Rav Lozer only holds there's one Mahalach. Edom Mesira Karsi. Stand on your head. There's only one way to get divorced. You write one line, Harei Megoresh is many, you have to give it in the presence of two Edom. There's no other way to get divorced. That's all. Edom is Sira Karsi. Shtazel Chafen Kap. There's no other way. And the Rif and the Rambam saying that there are two ways to get divorced. Either Edom is Sira without Edi Chasima, or Edi Chasima without Edom is Sira. So how does he know that there's such a thing? So the Rif proves it from this Mishnah. The Rif is making an assumption there is no such thing as a Shtar Raya in Git Mikidushin. So how can the husband authorize the Edom? That's the reason why the rabbis recommended that you should always have Eide Hasima. But they didn't make invented takonim of the Rabbana that it worked. It works on the level of their eyes. How can it work on the level of their eyes? If the Rif and the Rambam both hold this svar that a Shtar Raya only works in Didim Amunis. There is no Shtar Raya in Gitmi Kiddushin. Tosfos proves in this Mishnah that there is such a thing as a Shtar Raya in Gitmi Kiddushin also. Das HaMeschayev, what kind of Das HaMeschayev? A Das HaMeschayev that he's not going to deny that he's married. He's not going to deny that he's divorced. Das HaMeschayev that he won't be Meshaker. But the Rambam holds, like Rav Chaim explained, there is no such thing as a Das HaMeschayev on a Raya. What is he Meschayev to? Is Meschayev that he's not going to lie? No, no, that's not called Meschayev. Meschayev is that something is changing because of it. He expresses a Das HaMeschayev He's giving the house over, he's marrying the woman, he's divorcing the woman, he's freeing the Evik Nani, something is changing. So that's called the Dasa Meschaib. So where is the Dasa Meschaib on the Chasima? So that's what the Rif and the Ramam say, is the proof in this Mishnah that according to, even though we pass like, even though the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lazar, is a proof in the Mishnah there are two brands of a get, either Edi Mesira Karsi, without any Edi Chasima, or Edi Chasima Karsi, and then there's no need for Edi Mesira, either this or that. So when the husband authorizes the Edim to sign, that the signature is now serving as a Shtar Kinyan. Once it serves as a Shtar Kinyan, then it can serve as a Shtar Rai also. Because the Rama, everybody agrees that whenever a document is written, Midas HaMeschaib is not a problem, but peaks of them. The only question is, where's the Das HaMeschaib? So the Rif and the Rama hold that by Shtar Rai there is no such thing. On the level of the Rai, there's no such thing as a Das HaMeschaib. With the Rabbanon you have, with the Rabbanon, every Shtar Raya has to be written in Midas HaMeschaib. That's called the Tikkun Rabbanon, King the Raisa Tikkun. Pattern after the Din the Raisa, then in Shtar Kinyan is Das HaMeschaib.
According to the Rabbanon, what's the Tikkun Olam in the Mishnah on the Bet?
The Rabbanon, they recommended you shouldn't use the normal brand of Shtar Kinyan, just to have Eda Mesira Karsa without Eda Chasima, the woman will be left out in the cold. How is she going to prove later on that she was divorced?
If the
Chasima works without Eda Mesira,
you still only have one set of Eda.
But she's walking around with the get. She's walking around with the Shtar that she has the proof. So she'll hold it. If the Edom move away, so she can't control them. If the Edom die, what can she do? They're going to die. The Gemara says the Edom may die, they may move away. But if he gives her a shtar, a get that has chasimus, so we'll tell her, hold on to the get, and you'll be able to prove that you're divorced. So basically, a get is a shtar kinyan that everybody agrees works minatar. Shtar kinyan and never was a machlokes on. And the Gemara explains on Lamed Vav and Aleph, explaining the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph and the days, that the get can also, if it's signed by signatures, if you have Eda Chasima, then the get will not only serve as a Shtar Kinyan to affect the divorce, it'll serve as a Shtar Raya later. She'll have to hold on to this get, and it'll serve as a Shtar Raya. Taisus' opinion is that the husband can write a Shtar Raya separately. If the wife lost the get, so 20 years later, her ex-husband can write her another document. This is to ascertain. He'll tell the witnesses, write a document that says that I divorced my wife. So Taisa says that such a thing exists. You can have a shtar raya and get mikidushin also. What's the shtar raya? Shtar has to be written das hamischayv. Yeah, he's the das hamischayv. It's to his detriment. That he's saying that he's no longer, he doesn't have the wife anymore. He gave away his wife, or he married the wife. He's always considered the das hamischayv. Get mikidushin. He's the Das HaMeschaib. And the Rambam and the Rif say, no, a Shtar Raya, that's not a Das HaMeschaib on the level of the Raisim with the Rabbanan. They made a Takana, Shtar Imamin. You have to write a Shtar Raya, a Das HaMeschaib, that's called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein the Raisim Tikkun. On the level of the Raisim, there is no such thing as Das HaMeschaib and a Shtar Raya, only in a Shtar Kinyan. But over here, in the case of the Mishnah, Lamedalan and the Beis, if the husband authorizes the Edom to sign, then the signature will serve to make it as a Shtar Kinyan. Then you only need Edom Mesira. If you have Edom Chasim, you won't need Edom Mesira. That's the fundamental machlekes over here between Tosfos and Rambam. So again, years ago, the get used to serve both as a Shtar Kinyan and as a Shtar Raya. It's already many years that the practice is not so. The practice is after the husband gives the get to the wife and she's divorced, then whoever the Bezdin is, whoever the rabbi is who is Masada the get, takes back the get and he keeps it in his files. And they give the woman a document that's signed by three people. That's a Shtar Meister Bezdin. That's in Yiddish, it's known as a Ptur. It means that we have constituted a Bezdin and we attested the fact that the woman was divorced. According to the Halacha, she's permitted to remarry. Yeah. So how do you write such a thing? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? That the Bezdin has a right, let's say according to the Rambam's opinion, that there's no such thing as Das HaMeschaib and Shtar Raya. So how can the Bezdin write a Ptur? According to Taisvis, that there's such a thing as a Shtar Raya. So the husband, after he gives the guest, so the husband requests of the Bezdin, please write my wife a document that that I divorced her. You wouldn't even need a bezin, according to the person. You wouldn't need a bezin. You can have two witnesses. You can tell two witnesses and they'll write a document. We don't do like that. We have a bezin writer. Because we're concerned, maybe the Rambam is right. Maybe the Rambam and the Rifin are right that there is no such thing as a shtar raya in Issa Veheta. Because there is no Das HaMeschayev. So if there's no such thing as Das HaMeschayev, so how did bezin have a right to write a shtar, a ptur? We attest to the fact that the woman is divorced. So that's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara said beferish in Sanhedrin that when someone lends $1,000 to the other one and you're going to have Adam write a shtar, so the shtar can only be written with Das on the side. Taisus didn't invent this idea. It's Gemara is all over the place. So the shtar can only be written Midas HaMeschayev. So then the Gemara says, well, what if there's a Bezdin who knows that he owes the money? So then the Gemara said the first, that Bezdin can write a shtar and there's no need for Das HaMeschayev. Yeah?
That's not
Mammon.
That's not Mammon.
Right? That's a very strong kasha. That's a very strong kasha. Maybe the Bezdin only has the right to write a shtar, halvo, and didi Mammon. This is because they have a power of Hefke, Bezdin, Hefke. Who says that Bezdin has the right to write a shtar raya in Issa v'Heter? If you tell me that there is no such thing as Das HaMeschayev in Issa v'Heter, and give me kedush, no such thing. So maybe Bezdin has no right to write such a document. So there is a Gemara in the end of Yevamos in Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza. Everybody knows what Chalitza is. A couple was married and the husband died, leaving no descendants, no children, no grandchildren, no great grandchildren, has no descendants. Whether from this wife or many other wives, has no descendants, so then the din is that he has a brother. Has a brother, they have the same father. So then the din is that the surviving brother has to either do Yibum or Chalitza. So let's say the surviving brother does Chalitza. Let's say the brother lives in Switzerland, and the girl lives in, the surviving brother lives in Switzerland, and the couple lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the almana goes to Switzerland, she gets Chalitza, she comes back to Eretz Yisrael. So she wants to remarry. Everybody in Eretz Yisrael knows that the husband died and he left no descendants. So she, where's the Chalitza? So she says, my brother-in-law did Chalitza. She has no almanas to say he did Chalitza. So Chadov should be Yerba. We know she was married. We know that he had no, we know the story. She comes back to Eretz Yisrael where she lived for the last few years. We know she never had any children. We know he was never married before. He didn't have any other children. So how do we believe her when she says that the brother-in-law did the chalitza? So the Gemara says the answer is that the Bezdin who supervised the chalitza writes a shtar chalitza. Some Rishonim call it a get chalitza. It doesn't matter, it's not a get. The Bezdin writes a shtar chalitza, get chalitza. And the Gemara has the whole text. You look at the Rambam and the Rif, they have the whole text, of the standard text of the get chalitza. So you're asking a good question. I could understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamin on the days that the Bezdin has the right to write the Shtar Raya without Das HaMeschayev and Didi Mammon is because Hefke Bezdin Hefke. They could be Mafke Mammon, they could be Mafke Mammon, so they have a right to write a Shtar. But how can they write a Shtar Chalitza that should serve as a Raya on the level of Min HaTorah, on the level of the Raya, that serves as a Raya, the Yad HaIsha, that she had Chalitza? If you tell me that there is such a thing as Das HaMeschayev in Gitni Kiddushin, so maybe there's Das HaMeschayev and Chalitza also. So the Yavam says, the Yavam authorizes to Adam to write a Shtar Raya, that he did the Chalitza, that he no longer has the right to do Yibam. Yeah, but the Gemara says you have three people signed to get Chalitza. It doesn't sound that it's the Yavam is authorizing the Das HaMeschayev. It sounds like the Bezdin writes it. So you see, it's halacha that Bezdin has the right to write the shtar raya without Das HaMeschayev, period. Not only because Hefke Bezdin Hefke. What's the mucker? That's a good question. What's the mucker?
Why can't you say that Bezdin also can that they can write shtar raya in cases of condition, etc. Because we see other cases where Bezdin can get rid of a marriage.
That's what. Avkin Rabbani Kiddushim Minei. Maybe? Okay. So how do you explain Chalitza? Chalitza is the Gemara. The Gemara says the Pharisee that Bezdin writes the Shtar Chalitza.
So Avkinu on that also?
Avkinu on the original marriage. Avkina on the original marriage. Maybe. Maybe that's what it's based on. Maybe that's what it's based on. It's unclear. It's unclear. The Gemara, you're right. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamed only says it by Bezdin, by Dinim Ominis, that Bezdin has the right to write. Normally, every shtar has to be written Midas HaMeschayiv. And even a shtar Raya has to be written Midas HaMeschayiv. Tosfos sheet is that it works Min HaTorah. And the Rambam and the Rebbe hold that a Das HaMeschayiv by shtar Raya is a fake. It only works Min HaRabbanan. Unless this shtar also served as a shtar Raya and as a shtar Kinyan, then there was a bona fide Das HaMeschayiv, then it'll serve, then it's a good Das HaMeschayiv. So the Gemara says that the Bezdin has the right to write a shtar raya by Dini Mamanis without Das HaMeschayiv. So you have a taina, maybe that's only Mamanis, it's a good taina. But you see the Gemara in Mitzvah Chalitza says the Bezdin can write a shtar Chalitza. So it's based on that Gemara, either it's also based on Afkinu, or maybe based on a Pasuk, maybe it's not based on Afkinu, maybe it's not based on the Bezdin's authority. They could have made Hefke Bezdin, they could have made Afkinu. Maybe it's a din that Bezdin has the right to write a shtar raya without Das HaMeschayiv, period. Maybe that's the law. The Chazon Ish writes in Chesh HaMishpat on this Gemara, what's the mocker? So I think he writes a svara. Let's say you have a din Torah between two parties, and the one fellow wins. So a week later, so the one who wins tells the other guy, "You pay up the money." He says, "I won." So they go to Bezdin again. So the Bezdin paskens again. Then he said a week later, he said, "I won." So how are you going to get it done? So the Chazon Ish writes, it must be that the Bezdin has the right to write a document, Biksav, without Das HaMeschayiv. The Chazon Ish writes Nitzar HaSvar. The Chasam Sofer in one place writes that it's based on a Pasuk. Ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Asher Tosim, Sima applies to a tangible object. You should say, Ela Mishpatim Asher Talamdeim. What kind of a Losh? Ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. So the Gemara says on Dav Zayin, in Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin on the base, Elu Klei Hadayonim. Asher Tosim Lifneihem means that HaKadosh Baruch is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Bnei Israel, we're giving weapons to the Dayanim. What kalim do we give them? You give them a stick, they have a right to beat up the person who doesn't want to listen to them. And they have a right to be koifed people to pay money. So the Chasam Sofer writes, included in the Klei HaDayanim, Ela Mishpatim Shtasam's name is, that Bezdin has a right to write a shtar. That's one of the Klei HaDayanim. That's basically what the Chazon Ish says without the pasuk. Chazon Ish says mitzara svar, it's self-understood. The Bezdin has to have the ability to function. Otherwise, how are they going to force anybody to do anything? So it must be that Bezdin has the ability. Maybe it's talking based on what you said, because the hefke Bezdin the hefke, because afkinu. Okay, so calls the achnas. It's all included.
You might say Bezdin has the din of chalos. It's like a shtar kinyan. Bezdin is creating the mitzias. Raising shtar the Bezdin.
But not by a chalitza. How do you need a bezin?
The mitzvah was already.
By a chalitza.
He did the chalitza, it was already. That's the Karech HaBezin. Okay, that's what the Chazon Ish.
Don't you see how Karech by Chalitza, you don't need the Bezin to make the Chalitza Chal, just the Fnei Bezin.
The other rabbi, I thought he got a Taina, that's Rabbi Soloveitchik Taina, he said, I can understand that Bezin has the right to write a Shtar Chalitza, because Bezin plays a role, there's Zayin V'chutonim over there. You can't do Chalitza without a Bezin. So the Bezin that supervised the Chalitza has a Shaychis to the Chalitza, so I can understand they have a right to write a shtar chalitza. But why, where does the Bezdin come into a get? When a man divorces his wife, he has to divorce in the presence of a Bezdin. Gemara has an expression in the end of Baba Basra. Otto called the Megarish Bebedina Megarish. Everybody who divorces his wife, Megarish in front of Bezdin. You don't need a Bezdin, and Atura for sure not. You don't need a Bezdin when you give a get. So that's Rav Soloveitchik Tainet. Why should the Bezdin have the right to write a ptur, to write a shtar that ascertains that the woman is divorced?
No, I'm saying the other way. If he's telling that it's not chalais, so by chalitza you see al karfa, that they don't make the chalais happen.
No, he says Once you do the chalitza, so the woman is mutaris lehinasi lashuv. But it's the bezdin's right and responsibility.
It's sort of by gators, you know, that bezdin by gators. Say that bezdin is shocking to you. Even though the mice are tefillin, you need tefillin, you need everything. But bezdin, the real bezdin creates it.
Does he need a bezin? So over here, let's say by the chalitza, by the chalitza, the bezin did it. Once they finished, so how do they have the right to write? So the answer is that's the koyach bezin. Either it's a paska shetosim lefneim, but the chazanish says it's asvara. It has to be that's the bezin has authority to write. They have to give bezin authority. They have authority to write a shtar rai without the asam eschay.
But aren't geiris and chalitza goof for the two exceptions? Where you don't need the bezin to make the chalais happen, you just need them. The maisa has to be done in front of in the presence of the bezin.
Yeah.
So those two examples are the other way.
What do you mean the other way?
They're not creating any chalais to happen. It's just the tanai and the maisa that has to be done in front of a bezin. That's different from every other maisa that has to be done with the bezin to make the chalais.
What other maisa has to be done with the bezin?
A psak bezin, a bezin. Make so over there exactly. To say that they can make a register.
But in the case of the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, the guy made a haidoah in the presence of Bezin that he owes the money. So Bezin has a right to write a shtar raya without consultation. You didn't need the Bezin, the Torah's Bezin. They heard him make a haidoah spaldid, and they know it's authentic. So they can write a shtar raya without Dasam is fired. We assume by the get also, Nikra Din Deraisa, a get doesn't need a Bezin. You can give the get without a Bezin. Some poskim hold me the rabbanon you need a bezin by get, but ben atorah for sure you don't need. And nonetheless, if you have a bezin present at the time that the get is given, so that's the right and the privilege and the obligation of the bezin is to be mevar. What the dinam are to write a shtar raya that the woman should be able to remarry.
As far as the patur goes, you said that's introduced only in situations where the beis din is keeping the original get in the files, and they give the woman just the patur.
No. Usually, the practice today is that the one who is mesada the get takes the get back from the woman. We don't leave the get in the hands of the woman. In the days of the Gemara, that's the way the woman proved that she was divorced. That was the Mishnah on Lamed Daled Amud Beis. She you ate him chos ma'al aget mepnei tikkun hoy lam that she'd be able to serve as a shtar raya. So
right,
we no longer have that.
When the woman is not gonna any longer have possession of
right,
the original get.
So a few centuries ago they changed the practice, so we no longer allow the woman to hold on to the get. The Rabbi Natam, the Rishon quote, the Rabbi Natam made a cherem. Shalol hotzi laza laget. Once the get is given, whenever they give a get, so right after the get is given, so the rabbanim announced no one should be motzi laza on the get to pick on it. So in order to prevent people from picking on the get, so the bezin takes away the get from the woman, so no one will see it. The bezin keeps it in effort.
So the tour, you know, and the question of how they have the power to write such a document, maybe the tour just works, you know, some sort of in redirection or in referring. In other words, the tour is a document that says go look at the get that's on file somewhere else.
Yeah, by chalitza it wouldn't work. That explanation wouldn't work by chalitza. The original Gemara is really by chalitza.
There's no shtar chalitza that you can't write a tour to refer you to an existing somewhere else to shtar chalitza.
Chalitza, you just do the chalitza.
If it was done in front of a beis, then you still
has to be done. Has to be done in front of a beis. Has to be done in front of a beis. But then, how does the woman prove that chalitza was done? She comes back from Switzerland, Eretz Yisrael. She says, "My brother-in-law did the chalitza." Who says she's telling the truth? She doesn't have a pesha asat peshita. We know that she's a yevama. We know she was married. Her husband never had any children. So the answer is she comes with a document that the bezin gives us. You can't say that that document is like based on another shtar. There was no other shtar. So just like the Gemara has a shtar chalitza, bezin, not only is it true in Sanhedrin daf lamed that the bezin has the right to write a shtar halva, a shtar raya and a chov. Without dasa mischayv, it's even true in Issa Deheta by chalitza. So we assume it's true by the get as well. The bezin has the right to write a p'tur on the fact that the woman is divorced. You don't need dasa mischayv for that. That's not a problem.
Couldn't you say that chalitza has to be an exception? Because how else would a woman would only be allowed to get remarried someone who saw the chalitza happen? Like, is there another option here?
Like the get on if the husband gave his wife a get without any chasima. So whenever the woman wants to remarry, so we'll have to call upon the Eidim who were present when the get was given that they should come to testify.
At least that's something. Here, here she's got nothing.
Same thing. The Eidim who were there when the chalitza occurred will come and they'll testify. There are more people by a chalitza than by a get. By a get, you only have two people. By a chalitza, you have to have a dozen of three plus two people. You have a few more people there. So two of the people have to come, but it's a big tirchid. Maybe they'll go to Medina Sayyam, maybe they'll die. Dilma Maisi. So just like over here, the Gemara says, Emeda Takana, you should always have a big sav, so it'll be easier. So by chalitza, the same thing. That's why we do a shtar chalitza, the similar to what it says in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah has it that the husband authorizes the Eidim to sign. It's not a Maisa Bezn. But we assume that the Huad Dinami, a Bezn writes a shtar. Bezn writes a shtar, you don't need das on the shtar. So we have a whole bunch of shtaris, right? We have two categories. We have a shtar kinyan, you have a shtar raya. Shtar kinyan for sure works min haTorah. Lots of shtar kinyan. Shtar raya works min haTorah by a get. Shtar raya works min haTorah by a get. The shayla is whether shtar raya works min haTorah by shtar imamin. So that's the famous machlokes, the Rambam and everybody else, the Rambam and the Rif. Looks like the Rambam and the Rif joined together over here. Otherwise, how did the Rif prove in the Mishnah? The Rif later on Peivav, and after Peivav has this long arichas, a disagreement with the Tosfos on Dalet and Aleph. They argue, once we pass from like Rabbi Elazar, the Eidim is Sira Karsi, you don't have to have Eidim Hasim at all. So what if you did have Eidim Hasim assigned? Is that of any value? Does that play any role? So the Rif says absolutely. The Rif and the Rambam and the Goyim and one sheet and Machaber. Machaber leaves it unresolved. The Machlokes. So the Rif and the Rambam and the Goyim, they hold. Whenever you have Eidim Hasima, there's no need for Eidim Mesira. So where did he get it from? He says he got it from the Mishnah. Lama Dalan and Reis. Where did he see from the Mishnah? Because he holds that there is no such thing as the husband authorizing a shtar raya. If the first 12 lines in the get are the shtar kinyan, the last two lines are only b'torah shtar raya. So how can the husband authorize a shtar raya? Shtar raya das hamischayv is only an invention with the rabbanon. It doesn't work with atar. How can it work by yisur hetar? So that's what the Rif and the Rambam hold. No, if you have eidi chasima, the eidi chasima become part of the shtar kinyan. Then what do you mean? But you didn't need them. No, if you have eidi chasima, you don't need any mesira. So since the baal authorizes the eidim to sign, the chasima becomes a chelik of the shtar kinyan. So then there's a das hamischayv on it. Today, it's a question. Today, we know in advance that we're going to take away the get from the woman after we give it to her. We're going to give her a tour. So why do we waste our time to have the witnesses sign their names on the document? She's just going to hold it for 2 seconds. We don't have Eidi Chasim assigned to be choshish for Rav Meir's opinion. We don't pass like Rav Meir. The Gemara said we pass like Rav Elazar. We're not choshish for Rav Meir. The only reason why we recommend the Eidi Chasim should sign is mitnei tikkun ha'olam. That's the Mishnah. So that's a pella. Bizman is that what tikkun ha'olam is it? So you say it's a dovish of a minyan. The Gemara has a rule: whenever Bezin makes a takana, even though the takana is made for a specific reason, and you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, then the takana still is binding. That's called dovish of a minyan. Tzorach minyan achala hatfira. So that's a shaila. How do you read the Mishnah? Lama dalar on the base. Sheyuhu edim chasim alaget mitnei tikkun ha'olam. The Chachamim required that Eidim should sign, or they just gave an Etzer Tovah recommendation? That's the Shaila. How do you translate Hiskin over here? So there's a Tosfos in the first, we'll soon get to it. Tosfos says that it was only an Etzer Tovah. So it's an Etzer Tovah? So what do we account? What's for an Etzer Tovah? What are we wasting? It's an act of futility today. Unless you say not like Tosfos. Unless you say not like Tosfos. You say Hiskin. Hiskin is not like Tosfos. Not a recommendation. Hiskin means they require that the Eidim should sign. Okay? So then we'll say it's a dovish of a minyan. They required Eidim should sign. So even though we live now in a generation where the signing of the Eidim accomplishes nothing, because we take away the get right away, we give her up to it. We'll have to see the Tosfos. What motivated Tosfos to say it's only an Etzer Tovah? From the Mishnah, it sounds like it's in the middle of the series of Takonas. Takonas are not recommendations. Takonas are dinim that you must do this. So what motivated the Tosfos to say that it's a recommendation? We'll have to see the Tosfos.
All right, you
that why? She loses the tour. She doesn't have the get. Bezin's holding on to the get for her. So in case she loses the tour. Okay. He says she may lose the tour, so the Edom signing the get will accomplish. The Bezdin is holding on to the get on behalf of the wife. Maybe? So maybe it's even relevant to Bezman Hazeh. Maybe, okay. It's helpful to Bezman Hazeh too. So back up in case she loses the tour.
In the case of a posiv itself, Yadav, when the person signs it in his own, he signs it himself without releasing. So how does the Rambam understand that principle according to the Rambam? Is that the Raisa or the Rabban?
No, that's the Raisa. The Mishnah says that that's good Menat Torah, yeah.
So that's a Shtar Kinyan or a Shtar Rav?
I think it's both. I think it serves as both. I'll have to learn those Gemaras. We have to talk about that. It's soon coming up. Within the first few daf, the Gemara is going to talk about that. If the husband wrote the get and he signs it himself, so then you don't need any Edom at all. So how does the Rambam understand? We'll have to take a look. So there are different kinds of shtari kinyan. There's a shtar kinyan to transfer ownership of karka, and there's a shtar kinyan to get married, a shtar kinyan to get divorced, there's a shtar kinyan to be mishachar and aviknani. There's something unique about these three. The shtar kinyan to make kiddushin, the shtar kinyan to make a get, the shtar kinyan to free and aviknani, they have one thing in common: all three require ksiva lishma. The ksiva lishma is based as a din d'oraisa, based on the pasuk. Here the Rashi on the top are based on the base quotes, the top Rashi. That it says, v'kasach lo, and the Gemara is going to say alein and sefer, kasach lo lishma. That the ksivas aget has to be, the get has to be written lishma. So that's by get. How do you know that a shtar shichur aviknani has to be written lishma? So the answer is, how do you know that there exists such a concept as a shtar shichur aviknani? Who says that it exists? So the Gemara learned it after the Gezer Shav. It says by the shivcha harufa, v'hafdei lo nivdos al chuv shelo nitan lo. If she had already been freed, if the shivcha knainis had already been fully freed, and then the man is mekadosh her, then it would be kiddusha misa. She'd be a full-fledged eishes ish. It would both be chayiv misa for this nus. But hab de loin avdos, chuv shelo nitan lo. She was neither freed with keset, pidyon usually means keset. Hab de loin avdos, she was neither freed with keset, chuv shelo nitan lo. No, but she freed with a shtar. So she's only a chetzi shivcha, the chetzi baskron. So it's only chatzi ishus and miktas ishus. So it's kiddushay osham. So we split. So we say that she gets malchus. Bikoris tia lo yumsu ki lo chuposha. Bikoris tia bikroi tehe. We give her malchus. The Gemara understands. And the boy al shulcha harufa has to bring the osham. Yet the Gemara says we don't distinguish between shegig and mezid. You don't distinguish between shegig and mezid as far as he's concerned. That he's chayev. Hashem shivcha harufa beim shegig beim mezid. What about her that she gets malchus beim shegig beim mezid? No, what are you talking about? The Mishnah says arbom evim al azod and kishkoga means the chi of carbon. Hashem shivcha harufa is beim shegig beim mezid, but she's not chayiv malchus b'shegig. I'll be pashas. It is a believe it or not. There's a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis in the first Mishnah in Shabbos. He writes, and the Mishnah Torah he doesn't write like that. In the Pirush HaMishnayis he writes, apropos to nothing, it doesn't belong in the first Mishnah in the Masechah Shams. He writes that that she gets malchus beim shegig beim emes. A peledik erama. It's such a peledik thesis. There's a Gemara in Tmura, and after you chess and went out in Tmura, Gemara says that Tmura doesn't make a difference b'shegig or b'mezim. What doesn't make a difference b'shegig or b'mezim? So thesis has two opinions. So one opinion is that hoy hus marasa yer kodesh. Doesn't make a difference whether b'shegig or b'mezid, even though he really made an honest mistake, he didn't mean to do an avera, but still, hayuhus marasi yakadish the tmurischa. And then Tosis has another opinion. No, it says in the Mishnah, sofik asarboim, whoever violates the law of tmura gets malchus, the first Mishnah in tmura. So the Mishnah says on daf yud ches, amenal b'mishegig b'mezid, he gets malchus even b'shegig. How can it be that the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is that the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus B'Shegeg, and the Tosis has one opinion that the one that does Tmur gets Malkus B'Shegeg? This is unbelievable. There is no such thing. Who ever heard of getting an Oynish of Misa Malkus B'Shegeg? The Pashtus is nuts. So getting back over here. So the Pasuk says, she was not freed. If she would have been fully freed in advance before the man was Mekavishar, she would be a regular, she would be a Giyaris, she would be a regular Kiddushin Topsin, there would be a Chi of Misa. But lo yumsu, ki lo chupasha, she's not, no one's Chayiv Misa, neither he nor she. Kilochu pasha, she wasn't a full giyara, she wasn't completely free. So the two phrases, chavta lo nevdasa, means she was not niftis bekesel, v'chuv shelo nitala, means she, nor was she freed with a kinyan shtar. How do you know that that phrase means shtar? Because you learn at lola meisha. So the Gemara says, since you're learning at lola meisha, so we assume just like by the Gedisha, it says, v'kasav lo sefer krisis lo lishma, so by the shtar shichar av kanani, you also need ksiva lishma. Shtar kiddushin is an ibaya in the Gemara, in kiddushin daf yud. When you do kiddushin shtar, do you need ksiva lishma? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that yes, that you need ksiva lishma, because makash havayli, you see, how do you know that shtar kiddushin exists in the first place? There is no pasuk. The pasuk only says ki kechishisha biyola, that there's kiddushin biyol. And kiddushin kesev is learned kicha kicha misteyefron. How do you know there's such a thing as kiddushin shtar? So the Gemara says, because the pasuk says, so the Gemara says it's all in one pasuk. That's a hekesh. Makish habayli yitzir. The pasuk puts together on one pasuk two dinim, gerishin with kiddushin. So the hekesh teaches me that just like gerishin is bishtar, so too kiddushin is bishtar. So the Gemara says ain hekesh lamachzos. Included in the hekesh is just like the gedisha has to be written lishma, so the shtar kiddushin has to be written lishma. All other documents do not have to be written lishma. Shtar mechiras chametz and Iksuba and Itanoyim do not have to be written lishma. You can go to the Judaica store and you buy a form which is printed by a goy somewhere, and you just fill in the names and the dates and the city, and that's all. The Iker shtar was printed shaloi lishma. It wasn't written for me. So all the other shtars do not need lishma. It's only a din in these three cases, by the shtar shichar at the Knaini and by the Getisha. The original pasuk is by Getisha, and then you have the Zereshavet, the shtar shichar at the Knaini, and you have the Hekish to shtar kiddushin. What do all three have in common? That all three need ksiva lishma. So the pashtus says that all three have in common that they accomplish a change in the area of Issa Veheta. When you sell your chametz, have some spaghetti at home. So what motivates me to sell a spaghetti before Pesach is I'm not in business. I'm not a grocery shop. What motivates me to sell a chametz, I don't want to violate Baliwah by matzah. That's what motivates me to sell a chametz. When I sell a chametz, it doesn't affect the change in the area of Issa Veheta. The chametz, instead of being mine, now belongs to the nachrit. Memela, there's no violation about your by matzah. It doesn't belong to me. Aksuba is pure dinim ominous. It just says the shibudim that the husband has to the wife. And the tanoim is pure dinim ominous. It just says if either party backs out from the deal, that the father's going to pay a penalty for embarrassing the other party. And if the father doesn't pay, that the rin shakal is going to pay. He'll serve as an ore. It's pure dinim ominous. So in the shtar, there's only dinim ominous. There's no requirement for ksiva lishma. But by these three, where in effect, the effect that's accomplished, the woman becomes an Eishes Ish, that's in Issa Veheta, the Eishes Ish becomes a Pnuya, or the Abiknani becomes a Meshuchra, and now you can be Mitzarfim to a Minyan, and I can marry a Yisraelis. So whenever the effect that's accomplished directly, not indirectly, the Shah Mechiras Chametz also has an indirect effect on Issa Veheta. But we're talking these three, these stories make a direct effect in the area of Issa Veheta. So that's the Xeris HaKasu, that these three need ksiva lishma.
And when the Kohen has to write the Parsha Sota, does that have to be lishma for that particular
one? I think the Gemara says it does. Machloikas Hatana, and we assume it has to be written lishma, yeah. Yeah.
If I give a shichur evet with add a ksiva lishma, so can that be mafkia his kinyan mammon and leave his kinyan isra?
No. The tzoyse is that famous kasha. Hamafkir avdoi yotze lecheres, and then there's a machlokes Rav Shmuel whether tzorak et shichur ain't tzorak get shichur. When you own it, Eved Kenaini, so the Avnei Miluim has in the end of the tzoyse achoshim out of sefer and Eved Ezer, it's called Avnei Miluim. For those who don't know, so at the end of the Avnei Miluim, he has what's called shagas atshuvas Avnei Miluim. No one ever asked him the shagas. It's like the shagas Aryeh. No one ever asked him what does man Krishna. It's called Shabbos and Chuvas, the essays on halachic topics. So he has one of his Shabbos and Chuvas of the Avnei Miluim is about the Kinyan Mammon with Kinyan Issa. So he quotes this Ramban in Kiddushan and Avtei Zayin, Ramban in the Ritva, that when a person owns an Eved Kenaini, he has two Kinyanim. He has a Kinyan Mammon and he has a Kinyan Issa. As a Kinyan Mammon, the Eved Kenaini belongs to me, Kishori Vahamori. I have a right to make him work. And he belongs to me. And then the Eved Kenaini belongs to me in the area of Issa Veheta. What do you mean a Kinyan Issa? The Gemara says the Eved Kenani doesn't have the right to become a Memunah on a Korban Pesach without the authorization of the Adam. That's a Kinyan Issa. And Eved Ibi has a right to, every Jewish person has the right to become a Memunah on a Korban Pesach. He doesn't need someone else's authorization. He needs the approval of the one who's the owner of the Korban Pesach. But he doesn't, there's no one on top of him. Eved Kenani is a Kinyan Issa. He can't become a Memunah on a Korban Pesach. Or if the Eved Kenani belongs to a Kohen, he eats Truma. If he doesn't belong to a Kohen, he does not eat Truma. So when you free an Eved Kenani, you're affecting a change both in the Kenyan Mammon is cancelled and the Kenyan Issa is cancelled. So the Gemara has a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, what's a din Hamafker Avdai? Hefker is an institution that only works on a Kenyan Mammon. There's no such thing, Hefker on a Kenyan Issa. But the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is maybe the Kenyan Isser is always tags along with the Kenyan Mammon. Let's say I have an Eved Kenani, I sell him to somebody else. So the Kenyan that I make on the Eved Kenani is only Kenyan on the Maisi Kenyan that I make is only Kenyan on the Kenyan Mammon. How does the Kenyan Isser transfer over to the other person? So the answer is it tags along. Whoever owns the Kenyan Mammon automatically owns the Kenyan Isser. So that's one opinion in the Gemara that Hamafke Rabdav, Hamafke, the Eved Kenani, the Hefker is Chal on the Kenyan Mammon. He's out to the chairs, I'm not allowed to make it work for him anymore, but still tzorch. One opinion is tzorch et shich, I have to give him a shtar shichur, that's how we pass, and the other opinion, ain't a tzorch et shich. So the opinion, ain't a tzorch et shich, is because the Kenyan Isser always is a function of the Kenyan Mammon. Whenever there is no Kenyan Mammon, so maybe there's no Kenyan Isser. So that's the kasha that the Ktsoise asks. Whenever you gave a shtar shichur to your Rebbe Knaini, that was written Shaloy Lashma, so why don't we say that the Shtar Shichur affects the Shichur on the Kenyan Mammon, because the Kenyan Mammon never needs Ksiva Lishma. And once the Kenyan Mammon is gone, so according to the other opinion, he should be Yotzeh L'Cheres. So why do you have... So he just did away with the whole din. According to the one opinion, and I'm after Rabbi Yotzeh L'Cheres, the Ein Tzor Getsh, we don't pass like that. But there was an opinion Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, in Gittin later, the Mems. So according to the opinion, Ainat Zarget Shichur, that once the Kenyan Mammon is Baka, the Kenyan Issa disappears, vanishes into thin air. So I should say that no Shtar Shichur ever needs Ksiva Lishma, because the Kenyan Mammon is Baka. So the Ktsois answers that the Gemara says later in Gittin, by every Shtar Shichur there's always a problem. What do you mean, Vinasan Biyoda? What do you do by Getisha? What do you do, Vinasan Biyoda? So what do you do by Shtar Shichur Eved Kenani? Vinasan Biyad HaEved. What Yad HaEved? Yad HaEved Kiyad Rabbi. It's like taking the Get Shichur from my right hand, putting it into my left hand. There's a din min HaTorah that call Mashikon HaEved Kon HaRabbo. There's a din min the Rabbana Mashikon Seisha Kon HaBayla, that's a din min the Rabbana. That's not a din min HaTorah. But call Mashikon HaEved Kon HaRabbo, that's a din min HaTorah. So how do you ever free an Eved Kenani by giving the Eved Kenani a Shtar Shichur? So one time is of the opinion that taka doesn't work. You have to be meshachar aydei shtar aydei acherim. You can never be meshachar the Eved Kenani directly, because mashikon the Eved Kenani rabba. So we don't paskin like that. Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah. So we paskin shtar aydei atzmo. You can be meshachar the Eved Kenani b'shtar aydei atzmo. How does it work? So the Gemara says a chiddush. That's what's included in the pasuk. Gita v'yoda b'ikyar. Gita v'yoda b'ikyar. Since if the shtar shich will be chal, so he will become a Ben Chorin, and then he will have his own Yad. So the Halacha says that that's good. That's called Ben Asam B'Yod. So the Ktsoi says, the only time you say Gita B'Yod Aboyin Ke'echad is if the Shtar Shichur was written Lishma, and it's going to accomplish both steps, both the Kinyan Shichur, Kinyan Mammon, and the Shichur, Kinyan Iser, so then you have this Chiddush Din of Gita B'Yod Aboyin Ke'echad. But if the Shtar Shichur wasn't written Lishma, so the Torah never formulated this Chiddush Din. So you left the... You never got to first base. You never got to the first step. So you never got off the ground.
So if I would do such a thing, I de acher, the makna shtar shichur that was written shalei l'shma, I de acher. So I could be mafkia.
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. According to the Ktsois, it should follow like that. I don't know. I've got to take a look. I have to see what the Ktsoi said. Maybe it should come out that it would be good. So the only time you make Ksiva Lishma by Shtar Shichur is when you're giving to the Eved directly. Because you have the problem of where's the Yad. If you give Aydei Acherim, it should be good. Maybe. That would be a very big Kiddush. I don't know. Aydei Acherim is Zachal Yadim Shalai Vifonah. The Gemara has...
You can't do it yourself.
No. He doesn't have a yad, that's a technicality of Yisim. He doesn't have a yad. But someone else can be zech of him. The Gemara just says later in the first parak in Gittin, is this really considered? Huh? That's the machlokes satanayim. If you mashach and have a k'nayin without consulting him, and you say, give the shtar shichra. A man wants to divorce his wife and she's not here, so he gives the gift to someone else, and they're going to say, zech l'yad m'shleg l'fana. So the Mishnah says that we assume that that's not a schus. That we assume that most women would probably not want to be divorced. And thus we know the woman has been screaming for the last year that she wants a get. And she's been protesting and so on. So then it is a schus. Then we would say Zach Adam Shlavan. But if you don't know one way or the other, so the Mishnah says you usually assume that to give a get to the Isha is not a schus. That's the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis and Gittin. But by Shtar Shich or Rebbe Knani, that's a machlekes satanam. So we paskin against Reb Meir. Meir loses, he usually loses. And Meir holds over here that it's chovu lo ebed. We have no right to assume that it's a schus for the ebed, because ba'abda behefkeir and nichalai. And we assume like the Chachamim, that freedom is such a value, and a democracy, freedom is such a cherished value, it's even above the value of hefkeir and nichalai. People would rather be free than be free to be running around with all our girlfriends at the same time. They'd rather be free people.
Is that a psychological thing? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. But still, the Gemara says, we pass me like the Chalim over here, we don't pass me like our name. So that's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that one could be Mekabala Shtar Shichur on behalf of the Nebuk 90 based on Zoch and the Yod, Mishalai Lefon. Right? So he's asking, according to the answer of the Ketzayis HaChayishim, it should come out that if you give the get al yidei shtashich or adei achem, then it should be good even if it's written shaloi l'shma. It's a good kasha? I don't know. Got to work on that kasha. What exactly does it mean that the get isha and the shtashichur and the shtar kiddushin have to be written l'shma? What's the definition of l'shma? Is it then that you have to make tzitzis lishma according to Shulchan Aruch? We're machmir, two opinions. We fast and you have to tie the tzitzis lishma. You have to make tefillin lishma. You have to do a lot of mitzvahs. You have to bake the matzahs lishma. So the get is also the same thing. To create that it should be labeled as a matzah, that it should be labeled as a chepta of tzitzis, it should be labeled as a kosher pair of tefillin, so to be labeled as a kosher get. In Iksiba the Shema, that's the whole story, or does it mean something different from that? So there are Gemaras that seem to indicate that it's something very different. That's not what it means, Iksiba the Shema. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll continue on the topic. What does it mean, Iksiba the Shema? Usually on Thursday I do Parshas HaShavua, but that's after we're exhausted a whole week from Sunday through Wednesday. We knocked out a Parshas on Gemara. Today we didn't get exhausted yet. So tomorrow we'll continue. Okay.